Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The rasp everywhere is flavor, flavorful. Insatiable eardrum, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash you meet. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guest, promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix. Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone joining me here live in the forum tonight, and just welcome you guys over to The Remix. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and that's how you're going to get yourself locked in, and that's how you're going to get on over and join us in the forum tonight. You can also call in by calling 646-652-2711. Use the U.S. country code if you're an international listener and you're out there listening. That's how you're going to call in. And then if you want to join us over in chat, the chat room is open. To get yourself over to the chat room, just simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ all one word, The Remix, and that should get you into the chat room. The Remix family is in there, and they are making themselves right at home. If you're not able to get into the chat room, just keep trying. I'm sure that that's going to get worked out for you so that you're able to get in chat, see what's going on, and join us in The Remix. So now, you guys, so good. It is Friday night, and no other place that I'd rather be than right here with you guys, right here in The Remix. And again, have another amazing chair for you as we get ready to get into the show tonight. Of course, I want to remind you, the show tonight, as well as all of the shows, are available for download. And all you have to do to download is to come on over to The Remix Radio page. That's one way that you can actually download the show. The other way that you can download the show is you can go over to iTunes. If you have any iTunes devices, you can search for The Remix. You'll see The Remix logo there, or you can connect with that right here. And once you connect with that, then you're going to be able to get yourself right on in and join everybody. So peace and peace and greetings and welcome to The Remix. And want to say welcome to you guys out there joining us. I see many of you are on the phone lines tonight. Good to see you on the phone lines. We're going to be giving our international shouts out in just a moment. And we're going to be bringing on Brother Bilal as well, joining us here live in the forum tonight. Yes. By the way, I want to remind you guys, don't forget to go over to the Remix Radio page over on Facebook, because that is where all of the action is happening as well. And so that you can get yourself over there, and you can be over there in the Remix page. That's where the Remix family is, and come on over. So greetings to all of you. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome to you out there joining us for the very first time as a guest. And all you have to do is click the button at the very bottom, sign up, tell us who you are, and come right in to get yourself right into the share. And it's just so good to be here tonight. So we're going to be giving some international shots out. We're going to be listening to some music. We're going to be dancing and doing what we do. Mm-hmm. I see you out there. It's good to see you in the forum tonight. It's good to see everyone in the house tonight joining us. And we're going to give some international shots out a little later in the show today because I see all of you guys everywhere from Italy to Kuwait to South Africa, all the way from the UK to Amsterdam to Japan, from Jamaica. You guys are out there listening, and we're going to give those international shots out. So let's get ready. I'm excited, you guys. It's Friday night. Oh, my goodness. We're going to do some reflection, and we're going to talk about last week's show and just kind of highlight some of those things. It was an amazing week, and lots of confirmations came through from so many different ways. You know, last week, the show for our babies and our young people, so amazing. Growing up on Earth, you know, child prodigy, a very powerful share, learning about the brothers, you know, blind Thomas, and also learning about St. George and classical music, both of them composers in their own right, playing instruments like the keyboard and the violin, and doing it as young as 4 years old, and really taking this energy to a level that this world has never seen before. It was just an amazing share just to get that energy out. So much is going on, and a lot of energy is going on for this week. As you know, Dr. Martin Luther King's celebration of the 50th anniversary to the March on Washington, and lots of people made their way that way. This past weekend, and the president actually spoke on Wednesday on the anniversary day. So this is a great day to just say ashe to the brothers and sisters that have and will continue to do their work. Lots of love going out to all of you brothers and sisters out there, of course, and also much love out to our brother, Brother Bobby Hemmett, as he continues to do his work with his queen Linda as well. We love you. We love all of you that are in the work, and that we all should support each other and continue to support each other as we keep doing the work. And also, let us not forget the king of music. They say pop music, but yes, the music that popped, Michael Jackson, ashe to him, and sending love to his family as well. I want to welcome all of you guys here tonight, joining us here in tonight. So tonight, we're going to continue the journey in the origin. And much love to the sisters in the priestesshood. I want to send love to you, the brothers and sisters and self-invested. Don't forget to check your email because Elder Haru is going to be doing a class this Saturday. It is going to be off the chain. It's definitely going to be the place you want to be in self-invested this weekend. Check your emails. Invitations went out earlier so that you can know exactly what to do and what the class is going to be about and how to get in, and so many others who will be coming into self-invested. So sending love out to Elder Haru, who's going to be facilitating that class this weekend, and all of you who's going to be attending, because that's going to be amazing. Now, one of the things I want us to talk about, I do want to send a little bit of extra love to Michael Jackson. His earth years here, he would have been 55 years old. You know, he would have been 55 years old, sending out that powerful energy of five, you know. That energy, 55, when you add it together, it's a powerful number in itself. You know, five is one of those numbers, no matter which way you turn it, it looks the same. It is about that change, that divine change. And when Brother Bilal comes on, we're going to do a cosmic check-in to find out about what's going on, because lots of changes are in the air. And I'm sure that you guys feel it. I know that you know it. And I know that it is here. We're going to get ready to dance. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to get yourself up. And I want you to get ready to dance. And I'm working out some things over here on this side, on this end. see, so that I can be able to get into and do some things and see what's going on all over there. I see y'all all over the place. And it's a lot of people on the phone lines tonight. Good to see everyone in the house tonight and to have you guys here in the forum as we get ready to get into the share. So we will be doing some dancing tonight. If you haven't got yourself up and you haven't danced, then I want to encourage you to dance, because that's going to be important to do too, to kind of move your body a little bit. We've been doing all kinds of things today, and tonight this will be an opportunity to dance and to be able to get into, you know, what we need to do as we do as magic makers. Brother Bilal is going to be on tonight, and we're going to be talking about a very, very interesting subject, of course. And so first, let's listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. This is interesting, you guys. Yeah, yeah, it is. Beautiful, beautiful thing, beautiful thing. All right.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Mm-hmm. If nothing else moves you, life will. So true, so true. That is so true. Mm-hmm. So true. All right, so we're going to get ready to dance. That's what we're going to do. We're going to get ready to dance. Yep, get up. Wow, this is really weird. Give me just a second, you guys. Looks like some things got deleted here. Interesting thing going on. All right, there we go. There we go. Yeah, that's what we're jamming to tonight.
Oh. I know a place. Thank you.
All right. Of course. Of course. What would be better to listen to tonight on August the 30th, 2013, than the Staple Singers and Pops, and I'll Take You There. Tonight, we have a very special show for you out there listening. And I want to kind of talk about, as we get ready to bring Brother Bilal on, who's going to be on the show, doing the show here tonight live with me, is I want to kind of invite you guys to come in close. Come in really, really close as we get ready to get into that this chair tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about the souffle of innovation. The souffle of innovation. And you're going to get to hear about this probably in a way you have never heard it presented before. So much inspiration and so much backstory about how this actually came to be at this particular time. So we're going to be welcoming Brother Bilal to join us here on the forum tonight. We're going to go ahead and bring him on. Before we do, let me give the international shout out at this time because it's so many of you guys out there listening, and I do thank you. I thank you, and it's so great to have you here listening from all over the world, no matter how you listen. So we have Kuwait in the house. Nigeria is listening live. Italy is listening live. Kenya, Brazil, Australia, and Egypt is also listening live. Belgium is in the house. The Bahamas, South Africa, Trinidad and Tobago is listening live. We have Germany listening live. Australia is listening live. India is listening live. We have Barbados listening live. Jamaica, the Netherlands, Japan is listening live. Amsterdam is listening live. And we also have the Ukraine listening live, along with Canada and the United Kingdom, and of course us in the United States. So I want to say welcome to all of you brothers and sisters from all over the world who are listening to The Remix live here tonight with us on Friday night. I know sometimes it's a challenge depending on what time or point in the world you are to get up so early. Let's go ahead and give a very warm welcome as we get ready to welcome Brother Bilal to the platform. Of course, you guys know Brother Bilal is the brother who do the soul alignment readings that everyone is talking about. And you can reach him at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Bilal.
Well, good evening to you, Ms. Blue and the Remix family.
Yes. Wow. So what is going on in the cosmos? I know there are some portals that have opened. Wow. If there's one thing I have learned is not to get ambition when confuse ambition with inspiration. So I know there is all kinds of things going on all over the place with ambition. And I know not to confuse that with inspiration whatsoever.
Right. I'll tell you what. Well, first I want to say hello to the Remix family, the self-invested family, to my family. You know, I just want to give shouts out also first to all the people doing their work, you know, and especially in the unseen, because it's really not for the spotlight. It's for the internal growth. I'm just excited, you know, we get a chance to, you know, share with everybody. Also, we're talking about innovation tonight, and I got to give that special shout out to Detroit. We have a lot of Detroit that've been reaching us through social media, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I am very inspired tonight, you know what I'm saying? And inspired to share. And it's so much information in the atmosphere. You know, I always say this. And, you know, it's so many books to turn to, but at this time, it's the internal book that's on right now. So, and I love what you say. Stop getting ambition confused with inspiration.
Yes.
Just because something land at the table, you know, some information is not always for you to share. Most of the time, it be for you, for the internal growth. You know, it's just like when you get like certain, you know, new information come into your dome, which is, old information to someone else, but it's a new revelation to you. But sometimes it's good to sit with it so you can hold that fire and excitement. You understand?
Yeah, so true.
And a lot of time I know we get that a little mixed up with inspiration, but it mainly be ambition. And it's real good to hold your ambition down, you know, so you could get the message. You know, but it's a lot going on in the cosmos, and this right now is the perfect time to detail your plans.
Yes, it
any is. Plan you've been working mm-hmm. on, it's good to sit down right now and make sure it's detailed, make sure you understand it, make sure it's very clear to you before pushing forward. It is the perfect timing for that. It's a lot of great energy right now.
It is. And really, I kind of felt this energy ever since the show with Greenwood in Oklahoma, you know, all the way that energy started opening up there. And, you know, just that very powerful message that the ancestors left at Greenwood and all of those different things that have been going on, you know, one thing that I noticed that have been flooding in for me for quite a while now is about so many different inventors, you know. So many different inventors, you know, are just, you know, the different things are coming, you know, with their names and their inventions that they brought to the planet. And these channels that I've been getting when I've been going in the records, they've really been showing me that how this energy has opened right up. So when you wanted to talk about and we were going to do this show, it is really the perfect time because in the records they have been coming and all sitting at the table with me, experiencing, showing me how they got their inventions, how these patents came to be, and that this is really the time for the origin for those that is a part of that. Again, to start bringing these things up, so many different brothers and sisters, and I could tell you guys things that probably you never knew that was invented. Of course, we would like to think that we invented everything on the planet, and we know that we have, but this is about those who actually own the rights to this, both in the spiritual realm and also in this physical reality. And so they're showing me and leading and guiding these things in the records about everything from your shoes all the way up to your jewelry that you wear, from stoplights, from certain kind of jackets that you put on, from baby warmers, you know, things that you wouldn't think about, the starters in cars and engines, you know, all of these different things, the first lamp. You know, we think about how powerful a lamp and a lantern is, but all of these things, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. I tell you what, and look how on point you are, you know, and this is, you know, something I mentioned before, but this is connected to the nodes. See,
yes.
they always have ascending nodes and descending nodes.
Yeah,
and go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No. I was just going to say this because you just reminded me of something. As a matter of fact, Sunday, I was actually giving some brothers and sisters that came through with inventions and some extremely important messages. And, you know, one of the things that they also shared with me was that it was a lot of underhanded shit that went down at the patent office. And, you know,
I want
to talk about, you know, why is that? Because it's like every day someone new comes to me and is like, look, I want to show you what happened, Blue. I want to tell you this story. And, you know, from Jack Daniels to, you know, all of this.
Right.
So what is the connection with this portal opening up and the planetary alignment?
Well, what happens is, just think about it like this. When each one of us are born, we are coming through portals to get here.
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you hear people talking about the nodes, right? Talking about the north node, the south node. But what's happening right now, when you think about what a node is, okay, I don't want to confuse nobody. All it is an intersection. It's an intersection you're coming in on. Okay. So it's at certain entries, we have inventors come to the planet. We have scientists come to the planet. We have communicators come to the planet. We have professors come to. It depends on what portal you come through. But what's going on right now, you have the dragon. You see, in Chinese astrology, this is the year of the dragon.
Yeah.
And so what you have right now, you have the dragon head sitting in Scorpio, and the tail of the dragon is being whipped in Taurus, which is the polar opposite of Scorpio. All right, let me tell you what that means. There's a common denominator with every inventor ever live, ever that will be living. They have attributes, strong attributes in planets in Aries and Taurus. Right now, the tail is being whipped in Taurus, meaning we're at the tail end of all inventions. So you're looking at the same energy from the 1800s when we was inventing so many things. We were bringing so many things to the table that people was getting cheated out of. But we at the other end of that right now, and the inventions are right back online. So it's really invention time. You know, like we said before, when you're venting, something is causing you to vent. The volcanoes on the planet are vents. You know, like your air conditioned vent? The volcanoes are vents.
Mm.
Okay? And when the volcano spills out, it's venting information, but it's invention. When something piss you off and make you so hot like a volcano and bring you to that chaos, it's causing you to invent something new.
Yes.
Okay.
And
so
you
would never hear.
I was going to say, you know, I was just speaking about it the other day on the show, last week on the show,
right,
about what the dolphins told me about the water disappearing in Alaska, and how what was actually happening is that there were portals opening up, and so the water was filtering through those portals going to a different dimension. And now today in the news, Alaska just had an earthquake.
Yes.
So you can,
do you realize we have cities underwater, buried underwater right now?
Yes.
There's a pyramid sitting on the floor on the Atlantic Ocean that's always been there, but it was above ground. It was above water at one time. This is ancient. You understand? This is ancient. This will go on the lifetime. Do you understand the ice cap that's melting, all the water that's being put into the oceans, into the rivers? It's an overflowing water. So we're going to see cities go under again and other cities come back up again.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So now this is the thing. If you just want to make some paper money, just come up with a gimmick. Just come up with a gimmick, hustle people, hustle and flow, do your thing. But now on the other hand, if you really want wealth and respect, invent something.
Invent.
Bring your invention to
the
table.
Yes.
Bring it to the table. And see, we're in the best position for that, because what happened is necessity is the mother of all inventions.
So true.
That's why if you go to a deplorable hospital around the country and don't have the proper equipment to work with people, someone gets shot, they leave hanging off, and someone said, man, just get a shoestring and a hanger. And you see, every improvision, everything you improvise on is an invention.
That's right. That's right.
Because you came up with something. So necessity is the mother of all inventions.
Yes.
All right? And we can't have a mother without having a father. So the father for all inventions is to ad lib, to improv, to improvise.
Right, right.
Nigger rigging. That's invention. Do you understand? You understand the black man in the field picking cotton came up with the air condition because he was hot? Who else would come up with air condition except someone working in some damn slave field?
That's right.
The mother of inventions. And that's what time it is right now. It's invention time.
Yes.
All right? And remember what I said. Even with numerology is connected to the patterns. The numbers do not lie, but it's connected to the pattern of life. If you all you have to do is study your own life and figure out your patterns. You know, just like if you're going to put a dress together and you need that pattern for the dress. It's a pattern. Mm-hmm. It's a guide.
That's right. It's
so
a guide.
So if you figure out the pattern of life, you figure out the pattern. So that's why the patent office is so important. Because the patent office is lined up directly with the pattern of nature. Because nature bringing in all inventions.
That's right. That's right.
Isn't that crazy? Nature,
yes.
Nature providing the inventions.
Mm.
That's why it's called the patent office. It's a patent. Even Einstein worked in the patent office for 8 years. So it's no telling
right.
what inventions he ran across his table that helped him develop that theory he came up with.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the patent
mm-hmm.
office to start with. You don't know who shit he stole.
That's right.
To talk about light.
Mm.
Right? But that's where the innovation is coming from. That's how they knew America had failed. You know, I guess how they knew America failed.
Mm.
Because the damn motor broke.
Yes.
Where the motor sit at? Where's the motor to this damn country?
That's right.
The motor is in Detroit.
It's in Detroit. That's right. The Motor City.
That's the motor damn city. When the fucking motor broke, the city, the country was gone because there's too much sugar in the damn tank.
That's right.
You understand? So now it's running on fumes, but what's happening, there's a new motor. There's a new type of innovation that's coming about. And that's what we're talking about tonight and how all these things are connected, because we're looking just to figure out the pattern of your life step by step.
Yeah. And
so, let me make this example right there. I want you to imagine someone sending an invention into the patent office, okay? And then 30 other people send the same exact invention that don't even know each other.
Right.
They understand that this invention is in the atmosphere and it's time to put it out because the energy in nature is supporting it. It's no way that 30 people could send in the damn similar invention and it not be real.
That's right.
So it's a pattern that nature is providing. You get it? So that's what we're talking about tonight. The invention.
Yes, and you know, so many different inventors have been telling me about how to protect the patent. And I want to give you an example of a brother. And this particular brother, at the time, created a patent. And his patent that he created is what we know as some of the jet fighters, the wings, the folding wings that we see on the airplanes so that they can get onto the ships, and they can be able to fly from the ships. He created that patent. Now, here's the thing about that particular patent. He died and never got credit for the patent.
Mm.
He died with a broken heart because he didn't get credit for the patent, but it was his son who fought for him and fought for his father and ensured that his father's name did not go in vain, and so that his father could get credit for that patent that he invented, those wings for the fighter jet. I'm going to be giving you some names. One of the things I want you guys to know, we'll give out a few here, but there's going to be a follow-up show because there's so much information that we can't even begin to get into all of it tonight. But I do want to share another story with you very, very quickly. Some of you may know about Joe Jackson. He was the first black heavyweight boxing champ. He created a couple of things. He created the wrench. He owns the patent on a wrench. So if you've ever worked on a car or worked on something in your house, he he created a patent on the wrench. Let me tell you what else Jack Johnson owes the patent on. He also owns the patent for what we know today as an alarm system for your car. So he owns a patent on a wrench, and he began to do this. But let me tell you what's interesting about this. He was sent to federal prison in Kansas. And while he was in prison, Johnson found the need for a tool which would help tighten and loosen devices. Isn't that something? So no excuses. No excuses whatsoever for what he did. You understand? He went down in the Boxing Hall of Fame. He was still inventing, even with the wrench, even what we call the alarm systems for your car. That's what it was. So he eventually went to prison because he was openly dating a white woman and being seen with her.
Yes. None of those inventions went well.
Yeah. That invention didn't go over so well. But the other ones did. So it's so many out there. So that you guys, I'm telling you, they have been coming in like flood work, really helping me to understand the behind-the-scenes stories about what went on and what happened at the patent office. Even the brother who actually came up with the telephone system, his name is Louis Latimer, and he began drafting the patent application for Alexandra Bell. So he did that. He wrote the patent up, because the only way you can write the blueprint for a patent is if you're the one who did what?
Now, who responsible for telling you that? All of that information is out there. Why we don't have an interest in that?
Why
we don't have an interest in that? You know? And you know what? And you know, and even in saying that, see, this is what you got to understand. Time is on the side of the inventor. Think about Benjamin Banneker. He invented the damn clock.
He sure did.
Because time is on the side of the inventor.
And not only did Benjamin Bannerman create the clock, he created a clock out of all wood that worked for centuries. And they still can't figure out how the hell he made the clock move without batteries, without electricity, with nothing but wood. He only used wood.
So that's deep. Also responsible for the almanac, right?
Yes, and the almanac, the famous book that tells you about the patterns of the moons and everything.
That's
he was the first one to do it. He was using numerology, and he was also channeling information, he told me. That was channeled information. So they tried to disprove that it was not correct for him, but they found that his accuracy was so on point at all the places around the country that they could not deny that he knew what time it was.
That's right. Oh, yeah, because if you don't know what time it is, you can't take advantage of the time. You see, but time is on the side of the inventor. So we still at the same point, because we have a conflict right here. Because what is time? What is time? You see, we really wanna believe time is an illusion.
That's right.
I get it. Trust me, I get it. I'm pissed off too at time. I promise you, this is the only planet that came up with a concept of time. This shit do not exist in the damn universe. But time is not an illusion.
Don't go to work on time and see what type of illusion gonna fire your ass.
That's right.
Leave the pot on the stove and see what type of illusion it is.
That's
Don't
right.
change the oil in your car. You understand? It is time an illusion. But look what time is. Watch what time really is. Look at time. Time is employed by the truth. Because all truths are revealed in a certain time.
Yes.
So what we didn't know yesterday, it took a certain amount of time for it to be revealed.
That's right.
And that's how you determine what the truth is, because it's going to stand the test of time.
Of time.
Time is the tester.
That's right.
It's going to measure the work. Because at one time, you couldn't even talk about this shit. At one time, I was telling brothers they were God. They were calling me the devil. Because I was telling them they were God.
Mm-hmm.
And years later, after time passed, then they sing, "It's the God in Me" by Mary. And now, may I see what you was talking about now? Because it took a certain amount of time.
Right.
So this whole concept of time only came because the truth was tampered with. At one time, we didn't even need a time on anything.
That's right.
Because time justifies and validates all truths.
So true.
And so that's why they came to the science of time, the theology, the God of time, because it's that time. Listen at this here. They just celebrated the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights March on Washington. They say all Martin Luther King spoke on was police brutality and we need jobs. Brother Barack just spoke the other day, Wednesday, the anniversary of that, which is today is also Katrina's anniversary, but guess what he was speaking on? Police brutality and we need jobs. Now, how much more time do we need to realize this shit not working?
For real.
If 50 years later, that then revealed the truth about time.
Mm.
So even the dream of little black boys and white girls holding hands, and we got Robin Thicke and Miley Cyrus now. So time then revealed even that.
So true. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it takes time to develop that wisdom to be able to sit back and see what's being expressed.
Yes.
Okay, so tonight is about bringing that wisdom online. And that's why the show was titled The Solfège of Wisdom. Of innovation, I'm sorry, but solfège is wisdom.
Yes.
And write this down. The word solfège, S-O-L-F-E-G-E, is a French word that means soul. Okay? So let me tell you what solfège really is. Solfège is code word for Sophia.
Sophia.
That's what solfège is. And we're going to go into the children of Sophia, which is the notes of solfège. And I'm also going to expose the missing note tonight. Okay? We good on time? Everything looking good?
Oh, yes. Everything is looking great on time. Yes.
So let's start here, because it's like... It's the different tones. Then think about Baby Blue sing, right? Baby Blue sang very well, beautiful voice. Do you know the solfège, which are the tones of the music notes, are the foundation to all singers?
Yes. You know, interesting enough, she's been talking about it. in her class in school because she's taking choir, and this is her senior year in high school. But one of the things is that at first she wasn't quite sure she was going to take, if she was going to, you know, stay in choir or not. But once she decided to take choir, she learned that it was some foundational things there, and she said, you know, I really want to stay in choir because this is going to be where a lot of the foundational things are going to come into play for me. And so she loves it. And so she's been coming home doing her soufflés and, you know, singing them. And she said it made her voice, you know, project more, become stronger, and just really, really loving it.
Right, right. But look at the foundation of what it is. When we're talking about the do, re, mi, fa, sol, li, ti, you know what I'm saying? It's the different tones, the different musical notes. But this is strictly for articulation.
Yes.
Those notes are strictly for articulation. And why is that so? Because the voice has the ability to either go flat or go too sharp. So the solfège is the balance for the lazy tongue. That's why they describe it as different pitches. Because when you're pitching the idea out there, are you pitching me a curveball? Are you coming straight up the middle? Is it a knuckleball? What kind of pitch are you trying to, you know, get something past me? Are you throwing balls? What type of pitch
are
you operating in? Can you articulate it well?
Right.
So that's how this all connects. And see, it's all connected. It's like a series. So just think about the 24 scientists as what you use the formula. You put the formula together, and then you're using your musical notes to put the articulation with it.
Yes.
So you have to be able to connect it. All right. So just not think about, but think about the beginning of the solfège, which is do.
Yeah.
It's spelled do, but it's do.
Is do. Do.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, do.
And you know, and everybody's so caught up on making do. And don't even realize it's a difference between dough and making bread. Making dough and making bread are two totally different things.
Yes.
All right. So what we're going to do tonight, we're going to talk about Sophia's nine pitches, because it's nine pitches. Okay. It, because it corresponds with the numbers precisely. It's nine pitches. All right, so we're going to start with do. And like I say, this is so necessary for articulation to whip the lazy tongue into shape. That's why think about the mummy. Think about the idea of what the Egyptians did with the mummy. And sometimes they cut the tongue of the mummy out, because the mummy couldn't articulate. It only said, made noise. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Like,
Yes. Yes. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, because the mummy was all wrapped up. See, we'd be wrapped up into our own thing, our own concepts, our own little world that we can't articulate it to no one else. Because we don't know how to connect it. We don't know how to throw that pitch. You keep throwing curveballs and you know what I'm saying? It don't work. Okay? So what we're going to do, we're going to start from do. and we're going to go from there. So let's get it. Let's get it.
All right. Now. All right. I want to say this to everyone out there. I want to let you guys know, for some reason, there's two different chat rooms that are open. So I don't know if one is just completely filled and some of us are just in the fill over chat room because it's so many of you on the phone lines and so many of you listening in live. But there are two different chat forums out there. I see you guys hitting me up on different mediums, letting me know that you're in this group with this group and you're over here with this group. So no worries, no worries. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. It's just an exciting night tonight, and so much is going on, not
yes.
only in the cosmos. I know that's the reflection, like you were saying, Brother Bilal, but also at
yes.
the core of the earth. We're looking for all of these things external, but really what's happening is at the core of the earth. So this isn't about the sun flipping, but it's about inside the core of the earth, like you said. These things are shaking up. They're opening up these portals. The dolphins told me that. Someone asked me the question about what's going on with the dolphins and what's happening. I took a swim with the dolphins, and the dolphins explained to me that there's different gateways and portals to other worlds and other cities. And this is where all of the ice is melting from Alaska, and it's actually going out towards the Middle East. And this is why, even though all of that ice is melting, it's not making the water rise, not in Alaska. It's not doing it. And so much is going on at the core. And And, you know, one of the things I want to do is I want to introduce you guys and let you know that there is an invention team that we have put together, powerful brothers and sisters to work on this invention team about how to put together this divine process for your inventions. Because so many inventions I know are going to be coming up and have come up, even from myself, Brother Bilal, and many, many others as well. So I have an invention team from everything, from the lawyers, everything. And then the channels from the brothers and sisters to tell me. So a lot of things that happened in the past when these patents got stolen, no more of that. How to do it the correct way so that this is these things that can get manifested. Just like everything else in the remix that has been tried and tested and proven, this too. So I am so excited for the team of innovation and those teams that's coming together for these inventions, for how to put your inventions and to get it through that process. So,
because it's very – that's why I think about the nodes, like I talked about. It's an intersection. Meaning, that's why you always just stuck with dough. You just stuck with Play-Doh. Because you're if you have an invention, it could only be dough. That's why you can't make no damn bread.
Right,
you understand? Because it's damn dough. It's not baked yet. Do you get it? You don't eat dough. You eat bread. And so even think about like the 24 scientists, think about the show The Missing Books. All of these are different ingredients. You can't bake bread with just goddamn flour. You need flour, water, eggs, yeast. Because when you put the shit in the oven and it don't rise, it don't turn to bread. Stop playing with dough. We have to move the dough. That's why they say you got to knead the dough and let it sit.
That's right. And let it rise and everything.
And remember, the soul flage is there are notes. So that's what think about dough. Now, guess what the dough really is? The dough is a deer.
Yes. Just like the song,
with the
dough,
sound of music.
A deer, a female deer.
Yes. Dough is a deer. These are the things that you hold dear to you, like your children. Just like your invention. Just like your invention. You don't want
to
give it up because you hold that dear. You don't want nobody to steal it.
That's right.
You don't want nobody to steal your dough, and I get it. But this, but just think about this as the beginning of the note. So write this dear down, D E A R. Just like when you're writing a letter to someone,
dear.
You say dear. Listen, you see, so this is you writing a note, and you starting this note off. And so you're going to see how dough come into play once we get down these musical notes, because it's no different from your child writing Dear Satan, I mean, Dear Santa. See, it's the same concept.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right? It's the same dear. That's why even so now, but now, so now check how dough work. This is how dough work in your life. When you hold something dear, it's something very intimate. So if dough is not rising to the occasion, because you know when you leave dough out, it's supposed to rise before you put it in the oven, right?
Yes.
So this is something you hold dear. And what I mean by that is some is maybe some close people close to you, you need to let go. That's why they have Dear John letters. And what is a Dear John letter? When you're breaking off the relationship because the shit is not working. You have a Dear John letter, and then you have John Deere. All right? So this is, you know, so this is the beginning of the letter. This is dough, but it's spelled do. And that's why they say, I could do bad by my goddamn self.
That's right. That's right.
You no longer bringing the dough in. But we're not talking about money, because a person that's making dough, what they saying, they have a whole lot of different things going on, because there's a whole lot of ingredients go on to make the bread rise. Okay? But dough is the deer. D-E-E-R-D-E-A-R. That's the dough. Okay? Now let's go to Ray.
Ray.
Part of this. Is Ray, yeah. Now you see this the god, you see this the Egyptian sun god Ra.
Yes.
But they pronounce it Ray.
Ray.
All right, so now we talking about the deer in the headlights, because Ray talking about the sunlight.
Yes.
And you know, like when you get that person get that Dear John letter, look like they like a deer in the headlights, they look like they can't see. You understand? Just that look on their face.
Right.
Because this is the Ray. And that R-E is for repetition, being repetitive. You cannot learn if you don't repeat. How did you learn to tie your shoe? You had to keep repeating it. Even if you learn to tie a tie, you have to keep repeating it. When you learn a song, you got to keep playing that song, replay, remix.
Right.
So that's the God. That, yeah. But they pronounce this R-E-Ra into Ray.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say, Ms. Boo?
I was going to say, even the shows that we did, and we talked about the different metals. When you look on a periodic table and you see the R-E.
Yeah.
And just the powerfulness of the R-E. And this is even why reincarnation, anytime you're seeing the re there, it is so powerful. It is about that rising energy. It's about being able to tap into that energy and having that rise. You know, remix, you know.
Right.
Reincarnation, you know. All of these things. Redo, like you said. Renewal. When you renew something, you know, all of these things with the R-E, and anytime you see that R-E there, it is that God presence that is there. It's
well,
about the light.
Did the Egyptians use Ra as the sun god?
Yes. He
was that the god Ra?
Well, actually, Horu was right. also the sun, when we talk about the sun god as that, but
right.
he is also considered in that light as well, too.
Exactly, but this the point I'm looking to
Ra
make right here.
Ra is the hidden one, yeah.
Look at this letter, how it's starting. It's saying, dear God. You're writing a letter here. It's like you're writing a note. You're writing a promissory note. And you're starting it off with dear
soul.
God, to yourself.
Dear
yes.
God. Yes.
Yes.
And that's what all the singing was about. Do, a
yes.
dear, a female, dear, Ralph.
Yes.
What, Ray, a drop
yes.
of golden sun.
Yes.
Yes. And they tell you next, me, a name.
Yes.
I call myself. Dear God, me.
Right.
That's me. I'm
right.
talking to me.
Yes, yes. Which is the next note. And that's we're going to sing these notes in a minute, but this me is pronounced, is spelled M-I, but it's really talking about me. What's in it for me?
Mm-hmm.
And so in metaphysics, this is the ego. What's in it
right.
for me? Even metaphysics starts off with me.
Yes, it sure does. M-E, me.
That's right. What's in it for me? So this is connected to the interest in one's own satisfaction. Okay? So the M-I, put this down. The M-I is really for Miles. Just like Miles Davis, M-I-L-E-S, the miles one traveled. Because you know how they say, you can walk a day in my shoes, because what you're saying
right.
is, this shit is about me and my plight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You understand?
Right.
So
right.
This is me. And this is also the chemical that's the main ingredient in ammonia. And so you know how you, when you get knocked out, you got to put that little ammonia under your nose because somebody to knock you out. Because it's about, you thought it was about you.
Right.
As big as this universe is, it's never just about you.
That's right. So true.
It's never just about you.
So true.
So this is the me. But this is the miles that the note has to travel. You see this letter, this note is really becoming a letter that's starting to take off. It's starting to move now.
Yes.
Okay, but this is me. And the me is connected to the screwball. This is when that's that pitch. So even in your relationship, if you just constantly talk about what about me, what about me, what about me?
Right.
What about y'all? What about y'all? You understand? Find a way to incorporate, because everybody has something to bring to the table. Okay? But that's me.
Yeah.
So we're at Do Re Mi.
Do Re Mi. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. Now we have the folk note, the folk tone, the fourth, which is Fa. F-A. Fa. Fa. This is also the 20th letter in the Arabic alphabets. But this fa, what that fa, look what fa is. Write this for fa. At the root of F-A, fa is father. Which is connected to future. So this is part of the letter that's concerned with how do we go farther. So that's why you have Father's Day going father, father figure, father time. Time is a concept on the father. Okay? And time is on our side. But this is how we go father. So check out what a father is. A father is a male masculine energy.
Right.
Listen at what father. Father is a male. So this is the male man. for the letter. This is the mailman. See, because far is also connected to my and me, M-I, because, see, the father got a, is the one traveling the miles to drop this letter off.
Yes.
So whenever you see that far, this is letting you know, are you going too far? All right, have you overdressed yourself? Do you have on the white shirt with the white socks and the white hat and the white watch and the white belt? See, you're going too damn far with this shit. You understand?
Yeah,
that shit is country.
Yeah.
All right, but it, you understand? But this is father. Can you go much farther than you have with what you have? You understand? But it's the fa. It's father. So it's do, re, mi, fa. Okay?
Yes.
We good. All right.
That's really, really good. Really, really good.
Yeah,
part of
yeah.
the main Trinity. Yes, the Father, the Son, and, you know, Father, Son, and Mother, or Mother, Father, and Child.
Yes.
You know,
yeah, because these are main ingredients. These main ingredients in the same dough.
Yes. So you have the letter, the Dear God letter that you're writing
yes.
to yourself. And this is why
yes.
one of the powerful rituals that I give out is that you do write a letter to yourself, take it to the post office, and have
powerful.
The mailman deliver it to you. And
yes.
that's going to take us to the next step. Yes.
That's so powerful. That's so powerful. Because look what the
yeah.
next look what the next note is. The next note of Sophia is S-O-L, soul.
Soul, yes, to connect with you, yes.
The soul proprietor, the soul.
Yes.
This is the preparation that leads you to the solo. This is the soul. Because think about it, you say, write a letter to yourself, the soul proprietor.
Right.
Go sit by yourself. You understand? Go write yourself. So even look at when your heart and soul is not in it.
That's right. Yeah.
So even writing that letter to yourself, pour all of your heart and soul in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. But the soul, you know, we talk about the soul a lot on the show, you know, and you know, but one is the golden part of you, the soul proprietor. But this is the soul of the letter. So this is what you truly want. This is what you're truly asking for.
Yes.
All right. So let's move to the sixth tone. The sixth tone is La. La.
La.
You know, this right here remind me of Minnie Riperton. La 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 la. La 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 la.
La 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 la.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Now look what this la is. This la is starting to line up, because la is also used as an exclamation of wonder or surprise. So guess what we're talking about right here? We're talking about laughing. Laughing. Remember the
laughing.
Sense of humor?
Yeah.
Remember we
talk
about the
yeah.
sense of humor? La-di-da-di.
La-di-da-di.
Yes.
Yes.
This is a lung exercise.
Mm-hmm.
This is the ability to laugh and to celebrate. That's what la is. Because this is the part of the letter where, remember, before this, we had the soul, and we putting our heart and soul into this letter. And then you're talking about all the shit that's wrong, but when it gets a la, it's saying, tell me what's been good. You telling me everything
yeah.
been bad? You constantly want more shit and you don't even appreciate the shit you have.
Right.
Tell me what's good already. Laugh. Give me something to laugh about. Every time I come around you, everything always dim and grim. Let's laugh at some of this. Shit ain't never that bad. Ever.
Never.
So lie is connected to laughing. Even think about when you tell somebody, I will have the last laugh. Because that's what this is about. So this right now, I want to develop a nonviolent movement. I want to do that. But I want to do it because I want to invent shit.
Yes.
I want us to invent our way out of this shit. Because we will have the last laugh.
So true.
I don't want to beg nobody for anything. Let's invent our way and have the last la, la, la.
Self-invested, baby.
Yes. And that's why, and see, you, this is what you got to understand. Just like the Buddha. What the Buddha taught the masses of people, he did not teach the same lessons to his following, his main core disciples.
Right.
So self-invested is that core that gets the intricate lesson on numero. I'm giving all I have because
right.
I want you to understand it for yourself.
That's
so
right.
We all can have the last laugh.
Yes.
All right? And that's what's esoteric about it, because it's something hidden behind every lesson. It's just not the topic you're talking about. What's back in that shit? What's behind it? That's what I'm concerned with. What's behind it? Okay? But that's a lie. So now we have the seventh pitch.
Yep.
Which is T.I. And that's not Tiny in T.I. That ain't T.I. and Tiny. This is T.I. T. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we're talking about T, we're talking about doing something precise.
Precise.
When you're doing something to the T. So when you get to the seventh pitch is Sophia's precise level of expression. Because remember, all of these notes are strictly for articulation, so you could say your words very clear. That's why they say scientists used to fight over one word, not a damn book. One word.
One word.
That's why when Bill Clinton was up against with Monica Lewinsky, they say, what is your relationship? And he say, is. I don't have it, because is mean right now. It's words that's constructing this. Find the proper word. Okay? So when we're talking about T, we got to go to time again, because we're talking about T-E-A, which is when we drink tea, which is what we say in the chem business class, acronym for time, energy, and attention. And if you add an M to that, you have your team. That's why in every restaurant around this whole world, they serve tea.
That's right.
Because the god Ra is relaxing, is lax mode. So when you get to this part of the note, it's precise, it's so clear. Because when you get to this part of the note, you start to realize everything is in its right place. There's nothing you're missing anyway. It's all just a matter of time. Okay? That's the seventh note. And it brings us to the eighth note, which is do again.
No.
All right, now that's where we have the issue at. Mm-hmm. This is where we have the issue. You mean to tell me we start with dough and end back up just with dough, not with bread? Who came up with this? And this is your, when I saw this, all I heard was your favorite words. Circle jerk.
Circle jerk. Yeah, that's a circle jerk.
Start with dough and end with dough. Okay, so right here, I'm going to interject the missing note. I'm getting an echo from you, too.
Are you? Okay. See if that's better.
Yeah, we good. Because it is not supposed to end up to dough again. This is where the dough, the deer, runs. And see, the deer's supposed to run at the eighth note. When we talking about run, can't think about singing, right? What's a run? You know, like Luther used to run. What are he running?
Right.
You know, when somebody's singing, you're running. But the doe, the deer, is supposed to be running here. The D-E-E-R is supposed to be running at the eighth note, which has been the missing note. So write the missing note down after T-I-T. The missing note is high. H-I.
High.
High. The highway that the deer run on. This is high. Because high is the highest expression for the love of work. That's why the seven dwarves sung hi-ho, hi-ho.
Yeah.
They were celebrating going to work.
Mm.
High, hi-fi. High is the missing note. Do you know high is the most universal expression on this planet when you tell someone hi?
Yes.
Isn't hi another way to say hello?
Mhm.
Okay. So how all of these things are connected. So now let's go back to what we're saying with la. Look at la 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 la. Minnie Riperton, right? La 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 la.
Yeah.
La 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 la. But what came after she finished that? The high note.
The high note. Yes. Yeah.
The highest note. Who hit it since? Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
Who hit the highest note since? This is where she first sit, because it's a high pitch. It's a high pitch. Just like in baseball, he's pitching high.
Mm.
We are from a higher place.
Right.
So we're talking, you think about a high pitch. And see, pitch is also a substance used from coal and tar. For roofing, they call that pitch. It's pitch black. It's tar. It's the highest note. So this is a person that's voice is rooted in excitement and enthusiasm. How high are you? See, the deer runs on the highway. Not about getting high. You understand? That's why
right.
You have certain quotes. He's high as a kite. You go call a Jew a kite and don't see what he see about that. That's what's symbolic about Benjamin Franklin flying a kite. You understand what I'm saying? But that's high. This is talking about high. That's the eighth note. That's the missing note. Who has that high pitch? And it's certain people born that come through a portal of having the high pitch.
So true. And that is so true. We had some babies born within the last 5 days that's going to have extremely high pitch. Extremely.
They come here to speak.
You see, and this has been the biggest confusion because, listen at this good. Most teachers are not speakers.
That's right.
And most speakers are not teachers. It's totally different.
Yes.
People that really want to speak may be better teachers than speakers. I want you to think about it at your house. You got your Bose speakers.
Mm-hmm.
That shit cannot play without a damn amplifier.
Sure cannot.
That's just speakers.
And will not.
It got to hook the wire to it. Do you understand? Sophia is the amplifier.
Right.
So if you just talking, you just a damn speaker. Are you plugged into the fucking amp? Are you amped up?
Yeah, let's get amped.
Or the receiver. You understand? So the next note is the ninth note, which is the receiver. Because remember, it's a sound system. This system is sound. It's airtight.
Yeah. Yes.
Challenge any part of the system is airtight. Because it's a sound system. Okay? So you have speakers, you have an amp, and you got the receiver. So what's the ninth note? The ninth note itself is truly an expression. It's not known as a note. It's an expression. It's Sophia's oldest daughter, which is the ninth note. It's expressed. It's the spirit behind all the rest of the eight notes. The ninth note is the blue note. The ninth note is the blue note. I know you didn't know I was coming with that. And let me tell you
I
what
didn't.
The blue note is. Because blue, because see, blue is a pure, it's a pure note. Do you know it's been over 50,000 years since they saw the blue star?
That's
because
right.
Because all
that's
these
true.
Things in the heavens represent something. It's a blue note. It's a pure note. That means it's outside of words. It's the expression. It's the spirit behind all the rest of the notes. So in music, this would be jazz. You know, like when you jazz that shit up? When you hype it up and it get jazzy? I got to get jazzy with his ass. But we're talking about jazz. So that's why, like, Coltrane came with Kind of Blue, Love Supreme.
Yes. John Coltrane.
So Sophia's oldest daughter name is Jasmine. We're talking about her Princess Jasmine. What's the unique thing about the jasmine flower and the jasmine rice and the jasmine tea? You see how tea then came back.
Right. All about that
because
energy, that vibration.
What the jasmine flower does when you drink jasmine tea? What it do to your nerves? What it do to you if you all anxious and have all that anxiety and worried about every goddamn thing? What the jasmine do?
Yes, it does. It just relaxes the sympathetic nervous system, the whole nervous system in the body. It puts it at ease, at peace. It puts it at peace.
Yeah, this is the highest expression of all the notes, the happiness, the joy, the feeling of excitement.
That's
the
right.
love
That's
for all. You
the
understand?
Love.
It's connected.
Unconditional
love. It's the blue note. That's why it was jazz, because, see, jazz was an expression that was born out of not having the words. When Coltrane played the song Alabama, which was connected to the bench tree and brothers getting lynched, sisters getting lynched, he was so pissed off. He was so hot, he didn't have the damn words to describe how he felt, so he blew the shit. So he blew abstract. It's just like abstract art. That's why brothers and sisters don't like art. That's why they don't like jazz, because they don't have no damn words. That's the number one reason people don't like jazz, because they not damn creative enough to put the damn words to it.
I love jazz. Love it.
So we're talking about Jasmine. And see, because the blue note is also connected to the blue nose. What's the blue nose? Get a chance. Look up blue nose. That like, it sounds like bow nose. I just heard that, like Bo Jackson, bow nose, all that. But look, we're talking about the blue nose. The blue nose is a very neat person, a very picky, clean person. They call that the blue nose.
Oh, my God.
No relation to the brown nose.
Right. No relation.
No relation to the butler. No relation to the brown nose. We talking about the blue nose. Okay? So this is the part of you that goes beyond words. It's just like when someone that you love just truly expressing it says, man, I don't even have the damn words to describe how I feel. Because it's still in the feeling realm.
Yes, which is where the manifestation comes in.
See, that's why you're not supposed to end up back up with dough, because it's just like, think about blue jeans. Think about blue jeans. Everybody wear blue jeans, right?
Right.
So what's your jeans? Because jeans is your DNA. Your jeans.
Right.
What's your genetic? Blue jeans. Blue. You're talking about DNA, your DNA. Your blueprint.
Yeah. Your blueprint.
But
yeah.
This is part of the process where you start to make blue cheese. Because we came from dough with paper of making money. We're talking about making cheese, making blue cheese, pure cheese. It's no longer dough. It's in the damn oven. That's why the solfège, these musical notes, help you raise the range of your voice. Because once you put the dough together, you have to put it in the damn range with a damn oven to bake it. You get what I'm saying? You have to put the ingredients together to be able to put something in the oven. The oven get hot. This is you turning up the oven. Can you turn the heat on? So don't tell me about you being on fire, even being pissed off, or even making your damn kundalini rise if you ain't got nothing to put in the damn oven. You got to put ingredients together to put something in the damn oven for the kundalini to bake the shit. You can't bake it with no heat. And then you can't turn the oven on or have to put in it. So these are the notes of Sophia, and Sophia sit at the amplifier. And that's why feedback is so important, because when the microphone get close to the damn amp, it starts to create a hiss, which is a feedback.
Right.
That's how you know you're no longer a damn speaker.
Yes.
Your aim is not to be no damn speaker. It's for you to fucking respect the amp.
That's right.
Respect the wisdom. And if you want any wisdom, make it supreme.
Wow. Beautiful. Very powerful. There you
it's
have
invention
it,
time. That's what time it is.
Yes, it is. It is. Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. we could say from the Kim Business Class, as well as Self-Invested. And for those of you who know, he does this amazing soul alignment readings. You can email him at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. Very powerful information that we just covered here. The do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And really getting an understanding of it from a whole completely different angle and seeing how it is truly connected to us in so many different ways. Yeah.
It's time to create a new song. It's time to make a new song. It's time to make a new beat. It's time to make a perfect beat, be honest with you. It's time to make a precise beat.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what time it is. That's what time it is. It's innovation time. It's inventive time. You're sitting on the inventions.
That's right. And the team is here. So definitely those who have invention.
That's why you have to learn your way out of it.
Mm,
you can't nobody keep calling you because their lights getting keep getting cut off. They have to learn their way out of it. They have to sit in the dark so long till they come to the conclusion and say, never again. You can't just keep giving to that. They will never learn their way out of it.
So true.
So just like right now, we have to invent our way out this shit.
Yes.
And that's how you use these musical tones. You sit down and look at what is your best pitch.
What is it? Yeah.
What's your best pitch? What's your weakest pitch?
Mm-hmm.
Are you weak at five with your future or a father? Are you weak at
that?
Right.
Are you weak at me?
Are you weak at the?
Are you weak at soul?
Yes. Yeah. Where's your weakest pitch? Where's your strongest pitch? You have a meeting tomorrow morning. Put your shit together. Put your shit together. Pitch it. Put it on paper and be able to pitch it the next morning consciously. Amp it up. Jazz it up.
Yes.
So that's the blue note. That's the missing note, which is high. Be excited about high ho, about work, because this is your job. I mean, your job. That's who Job is, your damn job.
That's right.
The job got to pay off. Do your work.
Do your work.
Stay on the job.
That's why
the dwarves, they carry pitchforks with them. They carry pitches with them when they went to work. They had a pitch.
Yeah.
Seven dwarves had seven pitches.
Sure did.
The missing note was high, H-I. And look how they scared you. Look another way they scared you from high, because they told you the devil had a pitchfork.
They sure did.
What'd you use a pitchfork to do? What'd you use a pitchfork to pick up what?
Hay.
Pick up hay. Ain't that another word for high? H-E-Y, hay?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes. Hey, what's up? Hey, girl.
And what's another word for high and hay? Is hello?
Yeah.
How you spell hello, Miss Blue?
H-E-L-L,
where the devil lives?
Yeah, hell
no. You see hell? Do you see how they kept you away from it? From your unique expression of saying hi, hello? Nah, grow up. Grow up. We good.
Growing
we'll invent
up on
our
earth.
Way out this shit. That's right. Oh, I love it. Oh, that's beautiful.
So we're doing is putting
substance to do re mi fa sa lo. We putting substance behind it.
Yes, beautiful inspiration.
Yes,
it is definitely that time. And wow, that was beautiful. I see you guys all over there. Everybody is so excited and just enjoying the share. That's beautiful. We are going to be getting ready to open up the lines.
Yes.
I do want to remind those people, for those of you who are
self-invested.
It is going down tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Elder Haru is going to be live and self-invested.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Boy, what a treat.
I will be there because I am self-invested. I did put my money where my mouth is.
I'm self-invested as well. Sister Manya says she's going to be there. And quite a few others. Esther's going to be there. We're all going to be there. And also, I want to give a very special shout out to our other Remix family member. Esther tomorrow is celebrating her Earth Day, her birthday. So hugs and kisses to you out there, Esther, on your birthday out there. And the rest of you who will be celebrating this month. We're going to have so much fun this weekend. Self-invested, you guys. Question for Blue.
Yeah,
at gmail.com.
Spend us some me time tomorrow.
That's right. That's the me time.
Me time.
Get it.
La,
in.
La, 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 la. Yes, and get in.
Yes. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're going to open up the phone lines, and we're going to be doing some readings. Talk about the readings we're going to be doing tonight, Brother Bilal.
Well, I want to, if you could channel and see what note they need to work with.
Okay.
And look how we're working with these notes. I mean, just like when you give them that note you need to work with, I want you to give them the note which may be their strongest suit and give them the note which may be their weakest suit, what they need to work on.
Got it.
I think that would be very good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for any questions they have about how to work with it or whatever question, it don't matter.
All right.
And I'll be
all
looking
right
at some things with the planetary lineup also.
Always a double dose. I love it when Brother Bilal comes on. I love this brother because we get to do readings. You guys get to get
yeah.
it in a way that you don't get to get it anywhere else. And so this is really, really cool. Mm-hmm. If you're on the phone line, press 1 when you get on the phone line so that we know that you're there and that you do have a question. We are going to just be moving around here on the phone line. So
yeah.
Definitely have your birth dates ready and your question ready. You know what we're kind of looking for and what we're going to be giving you here. I'm excited. The energy is all in the air. And so we're
yes.
going to go to phone lines. I'm going to kind of jump around calling in. It looks like caller number. Yeah, you wanted to say something?
One thing before we get started. This is for everybody. And I'm looking at even the planetary lineup for today and the next week or so. This is like the time, especially the next couple of days, all the love you put out, you will get it back. So even if you're showing love to family, everything you put out is going to be returned. This is the beautiful time.
Beautiful.
But we
yeah.
also, like I said earlier, we in the area of being very detailed and not getting tricked by illusions.
Yes.
All right. Not
so
getting tricked
powerful.
By illusions.
That's
all right.
Right.
So don't
right.
let your perception be your guide. Okay, I just wanted to say that before we get started.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Let's go to caller
yeah.
number 79, calling in from area code 215. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. We're going to come back because they have their computer speakers on.
Hi, it's Dolores calling from Philadelphia.
Okay,
Dolores
from Philly. If you have your computer speakers on, Dolores, turn them off for me. So
I
we
turned
don't get
them
the
off.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. All right, Dolores.
My birth date is 10/19/1962.
Okay.
And I'd like to know what note I'm putting out and what I should be working on.
Okay. How's everything going for you, all right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna amp up tonight. Just work with me. Work with me, Bill. Let me look at this.
All right, Dolores. we're gonna be taking a look at a couple of things. I'm going to Brother Bilal, it's up to you. I can let you go first. If you're situated, you want me to go first, it's up.
Yeah, if you could, Miss Blue, it'd be perfect. That'd be fine for me. I really
okay.
appreciate it.
All right. Well, we're going to take a look at the notes, all of the particular notes here, and take a look at where your strongest note is. Your strongest note is me. That's your strongest note right there for you. That's a strong place for you, Dolores. You're very good about being in tune with how you feel. And immediately when I get into your energy, I kind of hear this song that says, this is what I feel and this is what I have going on, that you've been in the position this week where you've had to express that to people several times about what is going on with you. Is that true?
Yes.
Yes. Now, that's your strongest note, and that's a good place to be, but also I want you to keep in mind that being too much into the me mode kind of takes us into the ego a little bit. But let me show you how that works for you, because your weakest note that you have is T-I, T-I, to be precise. You know how when we say do things to a T, as Brother Bilal was saying, this is where your weakest note is. So you're real good about what you want. You're keeping all of that inside. That's what you're doing. You have all of this energy inside about what you want, you know, what you want to do. But when it comes to that expression of that, of really, really giving time, energy, and attention, you don't do it. It's like you're waiting for someone else to come and take action in your life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I want you to kind of be clear here, so let me give you some more details about what I'm saying. It's as if you were going to plan a day for yourself. You would say, Dolores likes to do this, Dolores likes to do this, and Dolores don't like that, and I want to go to this place. And then you sit back and you're waiting for the person to come make these things happen. You're not taking the action to say, I like to go to this store, or I like to go visit this place, and getting up and taking the action yourself. So what are you waiting for? What is the real big wait for you?
Okay. I'll think about that for a minute. Because what I want to do, I actually do. Now, when you're talking about what's inside of me and the indecision and the procrastination, that's another thing. But on a mundane level, then if I want to go to the Ross, then I get up and go and I plan to go. But on the spiritual side, when I say I want to actually channel and I want to do this and doing that type of work, then yes, I'm a little lazy on the just getting into what I really want deep inside.
I see that on both levels. I notice you carefully separated them from the mundane to the spiritual because we are spiritual beings and we're creating this reality, whether that's in the spiritual realm or whether that's in the physical realm. So no action is no action. Does that make sense?
Okay, I agree. On the big picture side, yes, I agree. No action is no action is no excuses. From one to the other.
But you're really in that conflict because you have that me so strong that nothing else can get in there. And one thing when it comes to dealing with those things in the spirit world, you really have to come with a clear and a pure heart. And so you have to amp down all of this me, 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 and what I want to do and be open to receive so that you can really get yourself in a position where you can connect with your higher self. Because obviously it's not fulfilling to you.
So when you say get ready to receive, meaning that receiving is put into action, or I can say what you were saying before, where I plan it and don't complete it, or I say I want to do this and I'm waiting for someone else. So when you say that I can't receive it because I'm waiting for someone else to give it to me.
No, you can't receive because a part of you feels you already know.
Okay. So you're saying that I can't receive because I'm not open to knowledge. I think I know it already.
You can't receive because you're not open. You're not, like right now, you're not open. You're not open to even receive what I'm telling you. You're trying to find a way to wiggle your way out of it, to say no, or that's not it, or let's see if we can word this a different way so me can feel better. Get it?
Huh.
Those are your two notes, me and T.I., to begin to work with those, to
okay.
work with those two energies. Do you know how to
what
work
I,
with
what I've noticed.
You said okay. Do you know how to work
with
them?
I said okay because I really don't. To tell you the truth, I really don't know how to work with them. Could you?
Mm-hmm. And here's one of the things I want to tell you. Is it Dolores?
Yes.
Dolores, it's okay to say you don't know. Why say okay to something? That is giving the okay that you have a full understanding. It's okay to say you don't know. It's okay to say that I don't know. But I'm going to turn it over to you, Brother Bilal.
Yes. When you brought the first note up for her, it made me think about a friend of mine. He just bought a truck, and he got a personalized license plate on the back, and it says, "Did me." That, you know, like, I did me this time. You understand? And it's like, you only say something like that because you feel you've been doing so much for everybody else. Now it's time to do me. Okay? The only side effect, remember we talked earlier about the pattern in the patent office, the pattern. It took a number of years to develop this attitude you have with did me, for me to come up. What I'm concerned with this evening is, what is your invention? Because we're not just talking about an invention, you know, just like the brother came up with the super soaker, some type of device to produce for other people. The main thing I see with you that's going to balance the me and the did me is teaching children.
I can see that.
If you find a way, this what you do. Find a way to even put a book together for children with a lot of pictures, numbers, anything that you could teach on, because you are a real giver by heart. You're like a mother energy. The children will love you. I could see you doing historical teaching, sitting down with children, because that way you could still do you, but you wouldn't feel vulnerable, like someone gonna misuse your kindness for weakness, you know. So I really could see you connecting the art with some type of history and just starting something to teach children, even do storytelling. You would get so much out of that. I see that as a beautiful invention, something that needs to be vented out, even if it's your own children. You ready, Dolores?
Yes, I love children. I love children.
I know you do.
That is
yeah.
my path, to have a pure heart and a, you know, a soul.
The
so
children
that,
don't want anything mm-hmm. from you. They would give you nothing but love. You could be as vulnerable as it would open so much up for you, I promise you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Ms. Blue
yeah.
is precisely on point. You done got, because see, if me is the strongest suit, that's still saying just me. That means you're not open up to no one else telling you shit, because I done lived long enough, I done seen it all, I done figured this pattern out. They're going to come in my life, they're going to be good for a minute, and then they jet out on me, they're going to run out with something, they're going to fuck over my feelings, and now I'm just going to do me. But it's not going to work. Do it. Go to the children right now. Open up. Open your heart. They will give you nothing but love. So much would open up for you, I promise you.
Yes, yes.
Invent
and even
them.
Help you heal your own inner child.
Yes. Got to find a way to vent it out.
Yes. You definitely need to find a way to let it out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in.
I hope that helps. All right.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 518. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Kim, and I'm calling from Albany, New York.
Greetings, Kim.
All right, Kim,
from
how you
Albany.
Doing?
Hi. my birth date is April
24th, 1961. 61? Uh-huh. Okay. 1 second. How's your evening going? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
My evening, it's okay.
It's okay?
It's okay.
Okay.
You in the remix, and it's okay. What are you talking about, Kim? For real?
I'm loving it. It's good.
Okay.
All right.
You want me to? I'll go ahead. Let me tell you, your strongest suit for you, Kim, is going to be Fa. F-A. Fa.
Mm.
You know, that has a lot to do with the father. It has to do with going into the future, that connection for you into the future. And your weakest suit, unlike the caller that just called in, is me. That's the weakest for you. And so let me tell you how that plays out for you. You're in a very beautiful place right now because this is about you starting anew and beginning again. This is you sort of being the new beginner in that area of your life that you want to reinvent and sort of being without skills and changing the way you're doing things. So the father takes you into the future as the father. The me, that's the weakest for you. Because one of the things that you don't do is you don't put yourself first. Everybody else comes to you. And you're always helping. You're always doing. And people are coming to you going, Kim, girl, tell me what I need to do about this. You're like, girl, you need to do this. And you need to do this. And girl, what I need to do. And you're like, you need to do this. And look, you shouldn't be doing that. And this is what you need to be doing. And they say, Kim, you're so right. But now you're in that place. You're in that place where you're like, now what? Because what about me? So you, unlike the other caller, have to make time for the me. You have to begin to put yourself in that picture. And the key thing for you, Kim, is realize that you're starting anew. You're starting, you're beginning again. So you really need like a ritual, a ceremony to sort of open the way for you as you begin to lay your intentions out and just do it. Just having a fresh start, a fresh, you know, a fresh beginning. So this would be great for you to get into your journaling and writing and letting all of these channels that come in, get your fresh notes and begin to put them in, because these are the things that's going to begin to manifest and big inventions are going to begin to come online for you. Beautiful place for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know what? I tell you what, you know, Kim, I'm on line right now. I'm looking at your planetary alignment in the portal you came through when you were born, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, and I want everybody to understand this. I'm looking at all of these planets and meshing this shit together. I'm doing alchemy with the planets because I'm looking to see what your invention is, okay?
Uh-huh.
But look where, look, do you sing? All the money's in your voice.
My God.
Yes.
I'm a jazz singer.
I know you're a singer. I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's your invention. You came here to bring new expression of music to the planet.
Oh my goodness! Yes. I'm looking at my CD.
That's what you came here to do.
That's it. That's the new.
You have to figure out a way to send the information to Miss Blue so the whole team could look at it and see how to get it out because you came to the planet to do it.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, most definitely.
Oh my
gosh. This is not set up. This is real.
Yeah, real.
Oh my god! Oh.
Now guess what? But guess what? Your biggest problem, Ben. Guess what your issue is? Your main issue. too damn ambitious. Like I talked about. That's your damn problem. You're too ambitious.
Yeah.
You keep messing the timing up. Yeah, I know. You're messing the timing up. You're messing the timing up.
Gotta,
yeah. Yeah.
You got to be inspired. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're
and
in
and so
great
you
place.
So you know, you already know these musical notes. You already know it then.
I
man.
Sure do. And I can hit the high note too.
Yeah, that's what, look. It's a, look, listen to what I'm telling you. There's a missing note. There's a missing speaker.
Mm. Yeah.
The universe put people here that came to express what's been missing.
Yeah.
But you can only come at a certain time.
Yes.
You can only come at a certain time. Can you hit the high note?
Mm.
Sing, please sing us something right fast and hit the high note,
please. I was
going to
say, please. Yes, anything you want.
With all my heart, I love you, baby. Stay with me, and you will see my heart will hold you, baby. Never leave, 'cause I believe I'm in love. Sweet love.
Go ahead.
Beautiful.
Look, I even noticed, Kim, because your alignment is close to Neo's alignment, who writes music. You're supposed to be writing also. That's why you probably suffered a lot of heartbreaks and shit, because you have to write your music from that type of experience.
Yeah,
you asked for those experiences so you could write the shit you need to write.
Mm-hmm,
so don't get mad at nobody for coming and, you know.
Yeah.
Get the notebook. Get the new notebook and start fresh. Get the new notebook, start fresh. All kinds of different channels are going to be coming in for you. This is really about you starting anew, beginning again, and almost thinking of yourself as a singer without skills. So you can let down your guard and just anything, whatever comes to you as you're singing and writing. Go back and look at some of those great jazz musicians that came out in the early 1800s and begin to channel their energy, the music that came from them, and just allow it to flow for you. And, oh, yes, this is it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. You know what I'm saying? You talked about Jasmine, and Jasmine is my I have a daughter named Jasmine.
Mm.
See, you're putting wisdom, you're putting it around you. I want you to go to the amplifier, though. I want you to go to the main receive. Latch on to one of these spirits, and they looking to assist and channel certain songs and music to you.
Yeah.
You're already connected. Connect back to it. Plug your speaker in. Put the damn wire in the amplifier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The speaker is unplugged. Plug it in.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And Ms. Blue, you were talking about Blind Tom. I went online and I put a picture out of him, and he's on my wall. And I look at him and
That's right.
And you said that he was an Evergreen Cemetery. I'm from Brooklyn, and my And you know what? His last name is Wiggins. That's my mother's maiden name, Wiggins.
He's
buried at Evergreen Cemetery. So is my father. So is the half of the Wiggins family. It's amazing.
That's what.
So
It's your soul group. You're there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's it.
Oh, yes.
It's your soul group.
Wow.
Do it.
Thank you so much.
I so look forward to hearing from you. Powerful, powerful.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Yes, indeed.
Love you too.
All right. Anytime.
Beautiful. Very
beautiful.
Powerful chair.
Yes.
Yes. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 209. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Desiree from Stockton.
Okay, from Stockton, California?
Yes.
All right, Desiree. Greetings
right.
to you, Desiree.
Miss Blue and Brother Bilal, how are you all this evening?
Wonderful.
Very good.
Me too.
I'm amped up. I'm wide awoke.
Me too.
You
yes,
want to give
yes,
us
yes,
your birthday?
11/2/49.
Whoa, we got wisdom all over us.
I
going
pray
down,
for it
huh?
every day. Where to expand.
Wisdom all over us. Wow. Beautiful. Let's be here. We're going to be talking about your notes. Brother Bilal, you want to go?
No, I'm going to pull up the plan.
Okay.
Give me a second.
I can go.
Check it out.
Okay.
How you doing tonight? Are you good? You're good?
Yes.
Yeah, it's
super
a beautiful
fantastic.
Energy tonight.
Fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Super fantastic.
Yes. I'm coming.
All right. I'm almost there.
Okay. I'm focused on the invention. And you did come to let me stop saying it. Everybody came with an invention. Okay? But
yes.
You have something very powerful in the invention area. Let me see what it's connected to. It's connected to real estate, though. Let me see. It's connected to real estate.
Oh, my.
Pretty much with, in antiques.
I love me some furniture.
Guess what? You know what? The position, check this out. Like foster homes for children.
Oh, my.
Yes. I could see that. All day. You see, that's,
I never
that's what,
see, that.
Yes, that, because look, you are like a mother figure. They love your energy. This is what people don't understand. They think McDonald's is in the damn hamburger business. McDonald's is real estate. They are prime real estate.
That's true. I know that.
All right. So, but your thing is it's connected to like a history teacher. That's why you love history. You love history, like for real.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the ability to reach the children because you have that sense of balance and that sense of counseling. Your only hindrance is you're not detailed enough. You remember what I was talking about earlier? You need to be real detailed right now.
Right.
And you're a little bit too much judgmental. Let me look at something else. Let me see. 9, 16, 18. Okay. And 9 energy. So you sitting in the seat of wisdom. This is what I recommend you do. Have intentional dreams because all of your power is connected to the dream realm. You have
I've been working on really, really.
Get you some jasmine tea, relax yourself, and stop worrying so damn much. And then your OCD, you clean up every damn thing. Stop worrying. Stop cleaning up the same shit that's already clean. And sit back, relax, and get some tea. Yeah, I know. You got that
issue
bad.
I got it bad, too.
So in between with the children and a cleaning service, you would work Mexicans to death, for real. So you off the chain. Yeah, they don't want to see you. They think they can clean up some shit.
My God.
Yeah, you off the chain.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so.
Oh, my God.
But this is what I'm recommending. You get some jasmine tea, stop all that damn worrying and thinking everything is not right. Everything is precise. It's just a matter of timing. It's going to come to your intuition. It's going to come through the dream realm, but you got to move. You can't hesitate on it. Move on it. But you're very strong counsel because you balance, you have a great mother energy, and you're connected to real estate and history. So historical places, find a way to do it. Antiques.
Yeah, I've been really looking at real estate because I'm really trying to get out of California.
That's what I already see it. But make sure it's historical. Wherever you're going, it needs to be historical.
And it is. It really is.
I know it is.
Oh, right.
And
wow. My
one
roots
last thing.
South Carolina.
That is. There
yes.
you go. There you
that
go.
Is
there
historical. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that's
mm-hmm.
your invention. Innovated.
Okay.
Bend
yeah.
out.
I definitely want to say let's talk about your high note here first. Your strongest note is la. That la 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 la. That's
mm-hmm.
it. Yes, you definitely have that energy. When I get into your aura, it's just kind of dancing like musical notes, that it's just kind of moving and flowing, and it's all over the place. It's like a zip, you know, zip-bitty-doo-da, that whole energy that, like Brother Bilal was saying, people love your energy, and for very good reason. You bring a lot of that wisdom and knowledge with you. One of the things I want to begin to start to talk about, where sort of your low note is.
Okay.
And that came up for the TI, which is about the expression to detail.
Uh-huh.
Because what happens is oftentimes you kind of get yourself amped up and then you want to go into hiding.
Oh, my, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you'll be like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And yeah, and where's she at? Where'd she go? I thought she
and
wanted
I'm working
not
on it. And you know, I'm working hard on that because I know that in myself.
Yes. So this is about really, and it goes back to what Brother Bilal was speaking to, loving with an open heart.
Yeah.
Loving with an open heart. Because when you love with an open heart, then you don't have to worry about that part of kind of going back into retreating.
Right.
The other energy that comes up to play, that people don't get to see this side of you, but you kind of got a Zulu warrior up in you.
I didn't get to be all this all not having one.
Yes. So you kind of have that energy there for you as well, too. The place that you're in right now, this is a really, really good time. But the thing that is just sort of kind of weighing you down very heavily is self-doubt, is the self-doubt. That is something that you've been able to overcome at different points in your life. And again, you're at this place where you're sort of at an innovation, re-innovating yourself in the area of self-doubt. I want you to get this particular color. It's a very unique color, but this color is just going to do wonders for your energy. And that color is called Ashley Blue.
Ashley Blue.
Ashley Blue. It's a beautiful color. And matter of fact, I even see antiques in a lot of this color. So I kind of jumped in your records a little bit to kind of pull this out after Brother Bilal was talking there about you and antiques. But this Ashley Blue, what I want you to do, because this Ashley Blue is going to help you with your intuitiveness. And so this is a great color for you to begin. Even if you get a color swatch, you can print out a picture online, and you could actually go to, like, Home Depot or to Lowe's, and you can tell them to print you a color sheet of it if you can't find it, or find a swatch in the color Ashley Blue.
Isn't
I want you
that
to
a,
do
like
some,
a soft blue-gray, more of a blue than a gray?
Yes, you
like
know
a stormy. It's so funny
you know
that you
colors.
Said that because I have been remodeling the place that I'm moving to. And that was the color that I was going to do.
I love knowing my magic.
I tell you.
So you are right in the pocket where you need to be because that color is going to bring up your intuitiveness. It's also, let me tell you what's unique about this Ashley Blue, and this is for anyone out there, brothers and sisters. It is a partner-oriented color. So it carries vibration of a sacred union.
Ooh.
So this is the color that brings unions together. You want to build good relationships. You want to have good relationships. This color brings that energy, that frequency, and Ashley Blue brings these colors together. It also brings that innovation out in you, too. So that's the color. I want you to meditate with that color, keep it around you, and you're right there in your magic. And you have it in your new place, so you're going to feel that energy and just begin to get into that. You should study feng shui along with everything that you're doing and aura readings, because colors and all of that energy, you're very in tune intuitively, which incidentally is connected to dreams. So your dreams, you dream in color a lot of times.
Yes,
those
I do.
Color dreams,
I couldn't understand when people say they don't dream in color.
Yes, I dream
in black and white.
Yes, you dream in colors, and that's often how a lot of my dreams are. I can dream in black and white, but most of my dreams, a lot of times, are in vivid color. And color is very much connected to me. So I want you to get into that. I want you to start playing around with these energies and this color, and that's going to open you up completely. That's going to help you to release a lot of the judgment, because what people don't really know is it's not that you really mean to be harsh with them when you're judging them, but that's how hard you are on yourself, you see? So you need to kind of balance that out. And that's going to also help you with doing things to fatigue. Time, energy, and attention. Get you a nice antique tea set, and that's what you're going to be channeling your energy through. A tea set is Ashley Blue. It's going to be off the hook for you.
Oh, okay. And I'm a treat. I'm a tea drinker.
Yes.
I drink tea.
Well, good. It's some great
so
tea out
there. Both of you have a wonderful evening. The rest of
you
the evening,
too.
Anyway.
All right, do
yes,
the same.
Right. Thank you. All right. Oh, wow, that was so powerful. So powerful.
Innovation. So phase of innovation.
And we have so many of you on the phone line. We have 37 minutes. We have the after hours. We're going to keep going. We're going to go to the next caller, 909. You're calling in live from the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? 909. Let's see. The board is doing something here. 909.
Hi, this is Gwen.
Okay, hold on, Gwen.
Gwen.
Can you hear us? Okay,
yeah,
greetings, Gwen.
Greetings, how are you doing? Can you hear me
wonderful.
Now? Is that better?
Yep,
good.
That is better.
Okay, I'm excited.
How you doing, Gwen? How you feeling? Okay?
I'm blessed. How you doing?
Good, fine. Let me get that birth date. Let me see what the invention is.
Okay, February the 15th, 1954.
Okay, 54?
Yes.
I'm a wisdom in the house, huh? Man, what is going on tonight?
We got some wisdom up in here. Powerful. Very powerful.
Yes.
So let's take a look here. Let's take a look. So where are you calling from again, Gwen?
California.
California. A lot of California in the house tonight. Really, really good.
Uh-huh. Gwen is self-invested, huh?
Yes.
Yes,
Gwen
is. Gwen is self-invested.
I'm self-invested. I love the classes.
Great.
Gwen, you in the priesthood?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Represent.
It's going down. Okay, let me see, Gwen, let me see what the invention is. Okay. Work with me here.
Well, I can
okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go
if you could, that, no, you know what, it's in communication, though. It's in communication.
I can see that.
In communication.
communication. Is in communication. I'm putting these plans together. Work with me here. Is until you're connected to that same dream realm. You're connected to the dream realm also, but it's in communication. But it's connected to either elder people or younger children, because it's a. I'm looking at your Saturn in where it's sitting at. It's inside of communication, Gwen, and it's more connected to you either writing books, or you being a physical communicator with your voice.
Okay.
Yeah, right. But it's looking like more children because.
I'm sorry. You did tell me.
No, go ahead.
The soul alignment.
Yeah, but you know why? Because I'm looking at where Uranus is, and because Uranus is what you do for sure, and it's that same mother energy, like showing up for everyone else tonight with that wisdom, and it's really. But you know what? I could see more children, Gwen, because look, the reason why, because it's a lot of things going on inside of Pisces, but it's connected to more books with a lot of pictures, more picture. Then writing, because you ad lib the words customized to where you're speaking at. But I see it like sitting down with groups of children or starting your own thing with even younger sisters, you know what I'm saying? But more pictures to be able to talk on something versus more the writing. All you need is a few words to write, but more pictures so they could get that picture in their head, what you're talking about. But you have to be the one to pick the pictures.
Okay.
You have to be in charge of this whole project.
Very powerful. I could see that. Yeah. Very powerful.
This is communication, very much communication.
Yeah. I will tell you, your strongest note is Ray. You know? The light, the radiance, you know, and that's about communication too. You know, think about how the light communicates. You know, light sends out all of those rays, those frequencies, which is about communication, those waves of energy, which is communication coming through us from the solar. That's going to be your strongest. So you're really there about you're okay, and one of the things that you do very well is you're willing to do things over and over again until you get them. And so when Brother Bilal was talking about you working with children, that's one of the things that children learn through repetition. They learn through things being done and repeated, and those things sort of kind of coming in that way, you understand? Especially when it's being given to them in a way that maybe they haven't thought about it. You know, each child learns different, each person learns different, and you have that ability to really kind of tap into people's energy to know which way they learn. Maybe I should say this versus saying that. Maybe I should do this versus that. This is about the ray. That's a strong note for you. Now, when it comes to one of those notes where you're a little more challenged, and a lot of this is coming up too, is in the TI, doing things to a T. That's where you're challenged at. For you, because what's happening is you're learning to trust your intuition. You're learning to trust your wisdom. Having completely gotten there, you haven't, for you, you don't want to give the time, the energy, and the attention. You're learning that now. So you're in a good place with it. You're actually learning how to give that time, that energy, and attention. And what that's going to do, it's going to help to align your expression so you can cross every I and dot every T, so your communication can become clear. Now, the other thing that I'll tell you that showed up for you was sacred spaces and fairies. So I could clearly see you speaking to children and really helping them, like Brother Bilal said, with those things. Mm-hmm. And who better to talk to children than fairies? You have a strong connection with the fairy kingdom. You need to study the fairies. You haven't.
Oh, my God. Okay, because remember I sent you some pictures, and I could see fairies in, Mount Shasta, and I took pictures. And I was so excited. My family thought I was crazy.
Yeah, I can't remember, but yes, you are connected to the fairy kingdom. This is definitely confirmed for you here. So you want to do your communication through fairies. Really begin to study them, and there's a whole pantheon of them that you can begin to work with. A goddess who's also a fairy goddess is called Annie, and she's the goddess about taking a leap of faith. And that faith of leap that she's taking is taking her into wisdom. It's taking her into her intuition. So you may want to check out the goddess Annie, who's also in the fairy kingdom, or Tinkerbell is another one, because all of them are connected with the fairy energy. And so you've seen fairies, again, just your own confirmation that we're giving you here, that you're on the right track. So these are going to be the things for you to begin to work with. And the fairies are going to help you, because one thing about fairies, and I've done a lot of work with the fairies, I've told those stories here, they really are very precise in their work. And anytime you see them depicted in any story, there is nobody who is doing work to a T, like they're better than damn elves. Those fairies, they get it done, and they get it done right. Those fairies are going to cross every I, and they're going to dot every T. And so work with those fairies so you can begin to increase your level of your expression and how that just gets sent out into the world. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Very good.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
You're all welcome. Right.
See you in class tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from 708, and I promise you guys we are really going to try to get everybody in. 708, you're live in arena. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Dominique from Chicago.
Okay, Dominique from Chi-Town.
My birthday is 5-16-79.
Okay.
5-16-79. Mm-hmm. How are you doing tonight?
A little tired, but it's all good.
It's all good?
Yeah.
All right. What you tired of? What's going on like this?
Every day is a long day.
Okay. Let me tap into this invention. Let me see what you're working with. You're already sitting at Taurus, which is a lot of energy right there right now. Let's see. Damn. Then you have a lot of action in Aries also, which is the house of the inventor. Give me a second here.
Okay.
You're here to bring art to the universe. Let me see. With voice, you're supposed to be using your voice also. Oh, yeah, you're most definitely supposed to be using your voice. And but is you have a connection with art, very much so art. Even if the art is connected to cooking, you know what I'm saying? It's whenever the art is connected to a certain art. But that's what you come here to bring the beauty in that. You know, you have a lot of strong attributes in those areas, in that inventive area itself.
Okay.
But I'm seeing more of your voice. For some reason, it's connected to your voice.
Well, it ain't singing.
Yeah. Huh? No, I know it's not singing, but it really is connected to you communicating, you really being upfront, more of a promoter, more of a copyright, of putting people, being the back and behind people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's,
yeah.
Yeah,
I can see that. Yeah. I'm a great hype person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where would you be out with the hype man? You know what I'm saying? Because hype is the amplifier. Somebody got to amp the shit up. You get what I'm saying? Somebody have to amp it up. Yo, the thing you need to work on more than anything, you don't do your research. You're not precise enough with your research.
Okay.
You take other people's words too much, and you give people the benefit to doubts.
Okay.
And listen, was it the benefit of a doubt? That means the shit already messed up. It's already in doubt. You get it? All right.
That's good.
Now, you know what? You could be a good hype person for like a artist, a painter, some type of a person that's connected to the art.
Because
you have
point,
a strong sense.
My mother is a painter, an artist, and
I
want to start a business
shit, man.
With
damn,
her.
Yeah, baby. Hey, you got me doing all this talking, and you already know it. See what I'm saying? Come on now, shit.
Yeah, when you said
because
voice,
see,
I automatically
you have
stop
that,
singing.
You have that. You have a strong intuition. You have a very strong intuition, and the one thing I really want you to start doing, I want you to start writing. You remember that you need to write dear mother, therefore you need to write some letters and acknowledge the people that have really helped you on your journey. You got to start acknowledging the people that played all the different roles in your life. It's time to do that.
Okay.
It's that time. All right. And be very deep because you're not detailed. Don't be blunt. Hey, mom, just thankful for everything you did. Be very detailed, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Don't let Hallmark write your words. Buy a blank card and you write some detailed shit inside of it.
Hmm.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dominique, I will tell you. A couple of things. Let's talk about your high note. Your high note that you have is me. Very good at balancing the energy when it comes to me. You actually, that's a good place for you. You're in a good balanced place when it comes to me, of really recognizing that energy within yourself and really kind of keeping it balanced to the point where it's not so much... you know, out of balance, just the energy of I'm doing me, you know, I'm doing me. That's what I'm doing at this time. Dominique is doing me. That's where you are. Now, when it comes to the challenging note for you, that's solo, the sole proprietor. Where it's out of balance for you because you're at the point now where you got to take the training wheels off. It's time to do it. It's time for the ownership. It's time for you to take ownership of what you're doing. No more of hiding in the dark, in the corner, saying, you know, I'm the one who did that. I'm the one who did all the work. I'm the one who did all of this. You have to begin to own your truth. You understand that with owning your truth, you have to also own your bullshit. They go together. You don't just get to stand up and say, and that's one of the reasons you don't want to own your truth, because you figure if I got to own that, then I got to own up to some other shit that I don't really want to own up to. But it is time to take those training wheels off. I will take that laugh as a yes. And it is time for you to begin to really, really get tapped into that energy. So, really, it's time for you to begin to return to the underworld so that you can truly engage in life the way that you're supposed to, in a very authentic way, not hiding in the shadow when things go bad or hiding in the shadow when you don't want to take the credit, but you do. So all of this passive-aggressive behavior, it's time to let it go. Let that go. Return to the underworld. A god that you can begin to work with is the god Osiris. And really begin to understand about Osiris and taking the underworld and what that path was about. He was also the god that our ancestors coming out of ancient Kemet seen as the god of when we start to talk about growth and prosperity when it came to the crops and when it came to farming. You understand? That was a positive spot when they were able to see that energy rise. And what you're doing too much is that you're trying to stay in the dark. But see, the dark has no place for you. So it's time for you to really begin to truly go in your underworld, tap into those things within yourself, and then begin to engage in life in a completely different way. That's going to help you. I'm going to give you a color to work with, because this is going to be really good for you. Because the other thing that shuts down your intuition, because I agree with Brother Bilal, you have very strong intuition, but your ass thinks that your thinking is what's getting you where you got, and that ain't it.
Hmm.
So you've always prided
yourself.
Yeah, you pride yourself on being able to outthink people, you see, but that's an illusion. Because that's not what's really been getting you where you've been going. It's been the intuition. So this is going to help you with all of this overthinking that you're doing. And this color is almost like the Sahara Desert. It's called Sahara. And it's like a sandy, chocolate, light cocoa brown.
Okay.
That's the color I want you to work with. It's called Sahara. What it's going to do is help you with all of this overthinking. You can meditate on this color. You can wear this color. You understand?
Okay.
I want you to stop with thinking because the thinking has led you into a position, particularly when it comes to other women, thinking that they're running some kind of game on you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm working on all these things. Yeah, I'm working on a lot of that, yeah, especially with the females and just trying to have friendships with women, period, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, because understand that all that is showing how much of a connection you don't have with yourself. You do realize mm-hmm. that.
Yes.
There's no way that you can be a woman and can't have relationships with women. That means you ain't got a relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
But they all can't be full of shit, and you the only sister walking around that's together. Now, I'm just keeping it 100 with you because I've been in that place before myself. Like, oh, I can't get along with sisters, and I can't get along with men and brothers
yes.
and sisters and sisters and sisters. You understand what I'm saying? No, that
yes.
was me. That was a part of me full of shit. You understand? So don't, as my daddy would say, bullshit, recognize bullshit. So, yeah, you real good at picking out them sisters full of shit because you got some shit full of shit in you. So when you let go of your bullshit, then other sisters will start to come into your circle. But I really want to say this because this energy with us as sisters, and this is why I love the sisterhood so much and I love the remix, because we get a chance to engage with each other on a completely different level. You understand? And trust me, Miss Lou, I get it. I understand that there's been a lot of issues of betrayal. Can y'all hear me? A lot of issues of betrayal and other things that are going on as there too. But we have got to learn how to be able to be invested in ourselves other than trying to invest in just a man. You understand? We didn't just grow up just a man. We grew up with a mother and a father. Both of them participated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also just a reflection of self-hate. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
Self-hate. But we can find good in some no-good-ass man that ain't got shit going for him. We'll lift his ass up like he God. You get it? But a sister...
Yeah.
We can't give her 5 cents on the dime. So I want you to think about that. I do want you to work with that Sahara energy because this is really, really, really a good way to help you balance and just remind yourself that you don't have to do everything yourself.
Oh, that's
Let me
my
say
motto.
That again. That's a reminder.
I'm done doing it myself.
Well, checked out. I once carried that badge very high myself. Let me tell you, it's a very lonely place. You understand? You got to let that go. You don't have to do everything yourself. You simply do not. Understand, you're not the only perfect person in the world. I know you think you are, but I want you to go look in the mirror a couple of times. But you're not. You got to let that go so you can get into your true work, so you can really begin to elevate yourself. You've been experiencing some stagnation over the last 10 months, correct?
Yes.
That's why. Because it's time to put on the big girl panties. It's time to do it. You know, it takes guts to wear a D-string. Anybody can walk around with bloomers on. But it's time for you to really step into that light for yourself. So
and
really,
I'm trying
work
to, but I,
yeah, well,
I'm trying to. I have
me,
ideas, but I
when
just
you
feel
tell
like I'm going to do the
trying,
everyday stuff.
When you tell me trying, I know you ain't doing nothing. Because if I told you right now I'm trying to give you a reading, your ass wouldn't have one. So there it is. I want you to begin to work with the god Osiris so that you can go into the underworld, so you can understand one thing that brothers have taught me is that brothers trust sisters. Brothers don't have no problems with trusting sisters at all. So you got to learn how to trust yourself. So work with the god Osiris. And when you see all the sisters around him, you're going to understand the role that a sister plays in her own life. You understand? Activate your wisdom to the highest level. You can do it. You can do it. And start to engage in life, not through fear, not through defenses, but really through engaging, through love and giving and receiving.
Okay. Thank you both. That was really on point.
All right.
I appreciate
it. Night.
You too. Thank you.
Oh, wow. 13 minutes. Oh, that's
man.
The show in the form. Can you believe it? Wow. Well, we're going to keep
all
going.
Right.
Oh, gosh. So many of you guys on the phone lines. Let's see. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 501. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace. This is Afia from Arkansas.
Okay.
All right, Afia, there she go.
Afia, why you always sound like you on the run?
Well, that's back from the baby. I was braiding my daughter's hair, and they're going to start not talking to me. I am.
When is that first
right.
date? I know it's got some invention going on with you.
Oh, I'm so glad to get through, and thank you all. First, 2882.
Because
I'm in a real transformative
right?
time right now, yes. First, 2882.
What's been going on? How's it been?
Oh, it's been hey, I can't say anything. It's been great, you know, just changing, learning more about
That's
myself.
Good.
So, hey, it's great.
I mean, I admire you for saying that.
I mean, it's troublesome, but hey, it won't be like this for long. It's gonna have to. It's gonna change.
That's it. I love that. Love that energy. Love that attitude.
Let me see. I'm still seeing the same thing. Let me see. Let me make sure. Hold on. That's 7. Okay.
Everyone who's called in, I thought almost each one was my story.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. What I'm seeing is, and see, it's going right back to where you're located at. It's connection with crystals. It truly is. You have a connection with crystals on a whole spiritual level. Okay. And it may be in a sense. Yeah, I know. It keep bringing me to the same thing because. You know, remember I talked earlier and talked about Aries and the Taurus is the portal of inventions, you understand? And by the tail, by the node being in the tail of Taurus, the invention is through communication. You're getting a lot of communication. And even if you start working with different crystals and taking pictures of them, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And put a book or a pamphlet together so people could understand what you're channeling from the crystals. Where you stay? What state are you in?
You know, I'm in Arkansas, so we got crystals.
Close to the crystal mine. See, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, the crystal mine is there,
You place yourself there for a reason.
For a reason.
But it's, it's to go more in a spiritual aspect of making it, of the crystal. Just stop being so indecisive and just move on it. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I mean, you know, so many people, so many different ways to work with that. You know, and it may not sound like an invention because crystals are already here, but what's invented is you venting out new information that's channeled from the crystal because they have information inside of them. Yeah.
They sure do. And they're in a powerful time now. I spoke about it, I think, on Friday's show, on last week's show, about how they're getting realigned. And that's a lot about the movement that's going on in the core of the earth because the crystals are realigning themselves. And so a lot of people may have been experiencing ringing in the ear, headaches and everything because we have crystals inside of our inner ear, inside a little sac, like many of us keep our crystals at home. And those crystals are being tuned to a completely different frequency now. And so they have a lot of stuff to say. Beautiful.
The only other invention I really see is you putting a book together and show people how to jailbreak people telephoning because you know how to, you're a real detective like, so you know how to break through codes and all that type of stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you have to do and all that shit. So, either you're going to do the crystals or you're going to, you know, show people how to,
how to
do the detective, some type of detective type shit. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's really, I definitely know she was tuned into that Jack Daniels show there. And, you know, that bottle is made out of crystal that the Jack Daniels comes in, the number 7. And really, Jack Daniels bottle has a higher number of lead crystal in it than most bottles that you buy. Theirs isn't just some simple glass. It has a different degree of crystal inside the components of making up the glass. And that's why it looks different. It's a lot heavier, if you notice that, because it has more crystal components in it than just some of the compounds make up what we call glass.
Yes.
Yeah, I could see that. I could definitely see
damn
that.
Damn, show up number 7. Yeah, that's it.
Wow. I will tell you, your high note, your high note for you is fa. You're really good about seeing into the future. You're good. In fact, sometimes you stay in the future a little too much.
Yes.
But you're good at seeing the future. You can project a future. You really can. Your weakness for you is do, is the deal. That's your weakness. You don't know how to move away from situations. You don't. You're like the deer in the headlight. When you see the light, your ass get locked in, cocked in, and you just stuck.
Yes.
You gotta learn how to move away from difficult situations. You just got to do it. You really have. This is what has been stifling you this whole incarnation. It's a big part of the challenge for you to get over. It's that you got to use that projection into the future. And actually, crystals are the best way to tap into that frequency and energy of the future. To be able to tap into the energy and move into the future is through using crystals. That's a good way of you being able to do that. And let me give you the crystal that you can begin to work with that's going to help you to pull yourself so that you can recognize a difficult situation and move yourself away from that situation. And let me tell you what that crystal is going to be. And that's black spinel. Spinel. Have you ever heard of a spinel crystal? It's a very powerful crystal. And let me tell you why spinel is so unique. When they first found the spinel, they thought it was rubies. When they found the black spinel, which is the one I want you to work with,
They thought it was a black diamond. And actually, believe it or not, the black spinel is actually worth, very rare black spinel is worth more than actually a black diamond in some cases because of the rarity of it. So I want you to get you a black spinel and begin to work with it because a lot of the properties that are in the black spinel has a lot to do with channeling energy of past, present, and future. It's a protection stone. What it does is it raises the frequency of your fight or flight because it's actually connected to your root. And see, even though you have some issues with your root chakra, but really what the deal is with you and your root is that you don't know how to put yourself, you've been in so many different modes, you don't know how to put yourself in fight or flight.
Yes.
You don't know how to do that. You know, for you, you don't know when to run. You know, that's like being at that party and everybody hearing shots. Ain't nobody got to tell me to run, but they would have to tell your ass to run. You standing right there. They like, why she ain't running? You ain't running. So you got to activate that stem back within yourself. You have to begin to activate that root back within yourself. It's become very, very complacent in the black spinel, but it's protection. It also calms down other parts of the nervous system because that's not where your nerves hit you at. Your nerves hit you completely in your solar plex. It doesn't hit you in your root chakra like it does most people. So get you a black spinel and begin to work with that. Meditate with that crystal. Begin to hold it. Do visualization. Work with it in many different ways. The color I would really, really like to see you work with that's going to be most beneficial for you is going to be the black because that's also going to help you tap into the ethers. Because that's where you want to go with your energy when you're dealing with crystals. And black spinel also helps you communicate with other dimensions and other realities. So work with the black spinel. Take that. Learn how to move away from difficult situations, as we were talking about. And the fa, staying in the future, understanding that. Understanding about the future, you see. Recognizing that ability for you to go further. So you need to activate sort of your masculine energy in a completely different light than you've been activating it.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. And you said black spinel?
Spinel. S-P-I-N-E-L. Don't ask Miss Blue to spell.
Oh, sorry.
But yeah, that's what it is. That's how you spell it, black spinel. And it's beautiful. I have a gorgeous black spinel ring, and I've been wearing black spinel and keeping it around me for many, many years. But this is really one of those gemstones that really just has all kinds of things. It's very good for your joints and your muscles and everything, and it really encourages you in situations of difficulty how to begin to move away from those situations that are difficult for us. You know, so things like divorce, breakup, jobs, different things, you know, it really helps. It also helps with inflammation in the body. And I do see around your core area a little bit of inflammation going on with you. It's also called the Earth Star. So it vibrates on that frequency. And it releases, it does all kinds of things. It releases emotional patterns. And a lot of anger and grief. And I don't care what you say, you've done a lot of work, but you still are holding those patterns of anger and grief.
Yes.
And you got to let them go. Black spinel is going to help you get that shit up out of you. Hold it in your hand. Do meditation. Get a pebble small enough to put inside of your belly button. And that's what you want to sleep with, you want to set intention with, and you want to begin to work with. All right?
Okay, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank y'all so much.
All right. All right.
Oh.
Have a good one.
Oh, we're in the after hours, you guys.
Oh, we're in the after hours?
We're in the after hours. Oh, wow. So
man, time flying.
Time is definitely flying, and I see all hundreds of you guys online. With your hands up, I feel like DJ Khaled. With the hands in the air, the hands in the air. So beautiful. I just want to say, Brother Bilal.
You know, if you could, Miss Blue, I know there's a lot of people online waiting for the reading, but I would recommend something like you did with the juicy juice and the rotten apple that I heard on the audio, on your audio book.
Oh, yeah.
Like if someone want to check where, you know, how to check what musical note they need to work with.
Okay.
Because you're pretty much showing them how to work with. That's beautiful. You're doing it. That's excellent.
Yes.
Man.
Well, here's how you guys can do that. And thank you for that, Brother Bilal. I'll finish the channel. Since you started it, I'll finish the channel, and this is really, really cool, and I know you guys will love this. What you do, just take a piece of paper, and I'm going to do it here really, really quickly with you so you can have it with you, and you're going to fold your piece of paper, and you're going to fold it for all of the notes. Are they doing the blue notes as well, Brother Bilal?
Yes, because the blue note is how they jazz things up, need to be jazzed up some. You know,
okay.
Move beyond
so
just the word. Yeah, all nine.
Right, all nine notes. So you're going to fold your piece of paper back and forth. And, yes, I am channeling this as we speak. You're going to fold your piece of paper back and forth almost like you're making a fan. So you'll fold one side down and then flip it over, fold it the other way. And I'm doing it as we speak, so I know it works. You're going to fold this until you go back and forth, until you have nine rows. You'll open your paper up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, until you have 9. And on each one, you're going to write either do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, and then blue. You're going to write that note on there, the blue note. You're going to put all 9 notes on there. Tear the piece of paper up individually, or you can cut it. You can get real fancy. And you can cut it. But you're going to tear the paper up until you get 9. Take the piece of paper. You're going to ball it up, each one, and just put them to the side. So you're just going to make balls of paper. We've all done this, probably when we shouldn't. But we're going to find the piece of paper, and we're going to ball it up, each one of these pieces of paper, and we're going to put it together. Okay? And as we begin to ball the piece of paper up and you have all 9, then here's what I want you to do. The first question you're going to ask, where is my strength in these notes? Kind of shake them up. This is sort of you doing your juicy juice and rotten apple. You're going to shake it up because you want to get the juice out. And then you're going to open it. Strength, blue note. Look at that. How divine. That's your strength. And then shake it. Shake it. Shake it up. Shake it. See what you get next. Open it up. Ah, T. How do we know that? Sometimes I don't do things to the T. But you see where your challenge area is. That's going to give you your two notes.
You know what got me earlier when you had someone had T, you said you need to dot all I's and cross all T. And I said, damn, that's T-I right there. That was...
Yeah.
Crazy how naturally, organically that lined up. So that,
yes,
okay.
Yes. So the T. So you know, you'll see your two areas, and you can play around with this. You can ask some questions. You can even begin to ask questions about what direction to look for when it comes to your inventions and all of this. We're going to be doing a show on Sunday night, you guys. To follow up, because there's so much more from this channel that we didn't get a chance to do. And we're actually going to pair you up with your inventor, some inventors.
So I'll be channeling
inventors to give you your inventors for you to begin to work
that's
with.
Off the chain.
So we got a lot of stuff planned. But we're going to go back to the phone lines, but thank you for that. I want you guys to write that exercise down. It's something everybody can do. And begin to work with, and so you can get that together.
All right.
Mm. So we're in the after hours, huh?
We are in the after hours. We are definitely in the after hours. And oh, my goodness, can I say that there is a lot of people on the line. A lot of people on the line. Yeah.
Well, let's get it. Let's get it.
All right. So we're going to go to the next caller. Let's see. And if you're on the line and you want us to pick you, press, if there's room, put your hands in the air. Put your hands in the air. We're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good evening, Ms. Boo. Good evening, Brother Kala. How are you?
Good evening.
Good,
who's
good. How are you doing?
Well, my name is Amanda, and I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
All right, Amanda.
All right, Amanda. What's your birth date, Amanda?
It's
11-17-1989. 11-17-1989. Hold on one second. 89. How's everything going tonight?
It's going good. Just doing some cleaning right now.
Okay, okay. You've been toning your voice up?
I'm trying. I'm getting sick.
Aww. Oh, okay. Okay.
I know. I think it's the weather.
All right, let's see. Let's see. Okay, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it. Let me see. If you could go first, Ms. Blue, it would be perfect.
I surely will. Yes. No problem.
I appreciate
it. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at where your strongest note is for you. Your strongest note for you is la, 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 la. That's your note. La. You love to laugh. That is definitely where you are. The la note really is that tone. It's about amusement, you understand. And this has a lot to do with the lungs, too. You know, it's like having sort of that laugh. You know how somebody just busts out laughing, you know, kind of like that, or having that. Well, this is sort of what you've been holding on to internally. You've kind of walked around, and you're really good at when someone says you can't do something or something's not going to happen, you kind of walk away like Chuck and Deuce is going, I'm going to have the last laugh. Yeah, don't worry. I'm going to get the last laugh. So that's where you're really, 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 really a strong area for you is there. So let's talk about where the challenge is.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge for you when it comes to this is me. That's your challenge area. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's you. And you kind of remind me a little bit of, you know how when somebody say, well, what do you really think about that? You kind of act like you got amnesia. You play dumb. Rather than say what you really want to say. You like, I don't remember nothing. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Nah. That's not me. Don't have anything to do with that. That's not me. That's what you do. Mm-hmm. That sounds about right?
Yes, it does.
And it's kind of where you hold on to that, it's just me, myself, and I.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of, you know, really kind of letting people know what's missing for you, you know. That's a weakness for you. It's hard for you to recognize where you are with that. But I want to tell you where you are right now. You're sort of kind of climbing a spiral ladder. And it feels like you're not moving forward at all, but you are. but you're going in a circular motion. You're going up one step at a time. But on your way up, what you must do is for you, you got to speak your truth.
Hmm.
Can't hold that in. That's what's shutting down all of that energy in your throat. That's what's shutting it down. That's what's shutting it down is because you don't speak your truth. You don't say what you truly mean in your heart because you don't want to hurt people's feelings. And I get it. You don't want them. More than anything, you don't want rejection. You don't want them to say they reject you. But as a result, you've created a whole lot of rejection. Can't you see that? So that's what I have. You're going to have to begin to open yourself up more. Use that law energy for real and have that expression there for yourself. Don't shy away when you get an opportunity to express yourself from your point of view because it matters. Too many times you think what you have to say don't matter, but it does. It does matter.
And law was a strong suit?
Law was a strong suit, yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Dude, give me a round about the time you were born. I want to see something because if you know.
Around, what do you mean? Around about?
What time were you born?
I was born 8:52 a.m. on a Friday.
Oh, an a.m. Okay, that's what I needed to know. Okay, that because that's going to make a difference. I'm seeing accountant history teacher. You came here to invent. You're dealing with numbers, teaching. It's a lot of history calls tonight. But you were really born for the spotlight. You're supposed to be out front.
Wow.
Yeah, you're supposed to be out front. Serious rejection issues, but you're supposed to be out front. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, like I spoke on earlier, ambition is an issue with you. Ambitious is very, you try to force it to happen, and you know, and just because you can, don't always mean you should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, you know, so don't, you know, just be, you know, don't be so eager just to get things done. But it's because you, it's a lot of wisdom calling tonight, and you're connected to that same mother wisdom energy, that history teacher, that antique. It's that, like the same energy, you understand? But you're more on the social work side of it, the most social side, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I recommend that you step back and really vent out assisting others because you have that mother-like energy, so you would get like you the mama of the group, you know what I'm saying? You're always telling people what to do and like, you know, yeah, that's your energy. But you're really born to go up front, so you need to play your role and step up front. Don't step out too fast. Make sure you have a solid plan. But at the same time, I'm getting. I don't know why I'm picking up teacher though. I'm picking up more teacher for some reason.
I do teach dance.
You instruct dance?
I can see that.
Yeah. Okay.
I can even see that with the spiral. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Mhm. You know what? Don't be so aimless. Okay. And I'm saying that in a way of stop. All right. So now it looks like I'm not looking to really contradict this, but look at this like this. Don't just try to do it for the spotlight. Now remember, I told you born for the spotlight.
Mm-hmm. Stop doing shit just to try to go to the spotlight. You're going to get the credit. Just do the work. Just do the work. The work is going to shine through. Mm-hmm. Work hard. Make sure other people learn as much as you know. Teach them everything, and everything is going to take care of itself. Go all the way in the work. What was her issue? What letter was her? What note was her issue, Miss Blue?
Yeah, let's see if she remembers. What note did I tell you?
What note was the issue?
Me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, ego. Ego.
Mm-hmm.
See, ego and Igor is the same person. Igor is the person that helps Dr. Frankenstein, the little ugly person on the side, which is the ego. This is not about you. The more you assist other people, you are going to shine through all of it. Shine through other people. Stop worrying about it's bigger than just you. You're born for the spotlight, so you got that shit right. You know that. But it's not going to happen the way you're not going to force your way into the light.
Mm-hmm.
Dance your ass off from your heart and soul and make sure everybody around you dancing from their heart and soul. And that shit will attract the light you're looking for.
Beautiful. Okay. That's the expression. Yes. Beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful.
Keep working. Yes, indeed. Powerful.
Mm-hmm. So I have a question. You touched on the first thing you said, Brother Bilal, was about accounting. I feel that I'm bad in math, but my mom, during her school year, she was studying accounting, or she's a great mathematician. She's really good with numbers. Did you see anything with that, like the mother energy and her with the accounting side and how it relates to
because, look, you say you feel like you're bad in accounting?
Well, bad in math.
Bad in math, right?
Mm-hmm.
So listen at this.
Mm-hmm.
But listen at this. How could your mother, which is an accountant, like you say, bring a person that's bad in math? It's just a challenge for you because you're so good at it that you're not even interested in the shit right now.
Right, because if you think about dancing and you think about music, you have to be able to, you have to understand
math
to dance. Because dancing is about, that's right, it's understanding the count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're doing math all day, every day.
Yep.
You're doing math.
Yep. Yep.
With the moves, you're doing mathematics with the timing. You're doing math with positioning, the flow of the body. All of that is engaging math.
Yes.
I was thinking.
So don't
about
ever
it.
Say
Thank
you're
you.
Bad at math.
Okay.
You just said right now.
Yes. That's true. All right.
Yeah, you're the real mathematician, for real.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Keep dancing.
Yes, definitely keep dancing. Peace and love. Hold the line. All right. We're going to go to next caller. Calling in from area code 612, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Well, I'm calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is Nafisa, and greetings to you both, and much
greetings. Do you have us on speakerphone?
I'm on my cell phone with my earphone on.
Okay. Yes. No, because I heard a little bit of feedback, but that's okay. We can work through it. When is your birthday?
My Earth Day is August 12th, 53. I just had a birthday.
Oh,
53?
Well, happy Earth Day to you.
Thank you.
You sound like you hype, too, man. Just as hype as me on the phone. Shit.
Oh, I do. I am speaking with you all. I do feel energy and listening to the conversation with the sister that you just got off with. I mean, man, it was so beautiful because the same way she feels is the way I've always felt. I wanted to be a doctor, but because my math was so poor, I didn't want to have to stay in school for forever. So I didn't pursue it.
Yeah.
You know, and we really got to change this coming up because, you know, as women, we were the first women, were the first ones to really come up with what the world knows as mathematics now.
Right.
So there's no way. It's just been a disconnect with how the information has been presented to us that we just kind of shy away from math. My daughter, Baby Blue, was struggling in math in the fourth grade, and when I started to explain to her how her ancestors were the ones to come up with math, then she never had a problem with it again. And I think if many of us understood that from that positioning, we would be so much more better with math. And I didn't get a chance to get that lesson until late in life and now able to move my way because math is something that we're constantly doing. Our bodies, our cycles as women move on a mathematic rotation. So we know we're connected to it. It's just about that understanding.
Numerical.
Yes.
You know,
right.
But that reminds me of the energy of jazz because, you see, it's really no words to explain about what real mathematics is. So you're using the world's definition of what they say math is, and you're not using your wisdom on what's being communicated to you. Like you're a mathematician already, but based on what the world say math is, you would never put yourself in it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
True.
So, that's very good, Ms. Blue. Appreciate that.
Okay. Well, let's take a look. I want to take a look at your, and what was your name again? Tell me one more time.
Nafisa, Lady Silver.
Lady Silver. I thought that was you. I was waiting for that other name to come out. That's Lady Silver. So beautiful to hear you. Well, let's talk about your strong sense. It's Ray.
Hmm.
You know, the light, the radiance, you know. This is really where your strong sense is. You don't mind doing things over and over again. In fact, you've become complacent with it. Which could be somewhat of a problem, but you don't mind doing it about repeating things and repetition and taking your time and learning it. And then being able to shine that light. If it's someone you can help with information you've learned, you're willing to pass that information on to them. You have been able to do that. Now, I want you to think about Ray, and for you, I kind of got three notes. I'm kind of in the middle here, but I'll speak to that in just a moment. But let's talk about where the challenge is. The challenge for you is the fog. As in the father, as in the root, as in being able to see the future. For you, that's difficult. That's difficult to see too far into the future. When you go a little too far, you pull yourself back. And that's where you go to me. You get into me. So you're kind of the re, mi, fa. Those three notes there, that's
Ray.
You. Yes. And those three notes are you, because what happens is you'll start to get into your light and things will be going and you'll be growing and moving yourself forward, and all of a sudden you'll see too far into the future, it's not clear for you, and you'll drop back in your ego. And in the me for you, because that me is going to be a different vibration for everybody, your me, you don't compromise. Shit. Use the French. It's either your way. Talk about walking a mile in your shoes. Somebody would get their ass for us. You got a long road.
All right.
They won't have no bottoms on their feet when they finish walking in your shoes.
All right.
You see. So that me right there is what's locking up your future. And so what you find
is that you're at that threshold of where you're past, and you kind of fall into the present, and you get forced into the future, and it should never be a force. So you'll wait and wait. You'll keep doing things over and over and over. Let me give you an example. People would say to you, you know what, Lady Silver, you better get you a computer, and you better learn how to work it. You put it off and put it off and put it off and put it off. So you had no other choice.
So
you had no other choice. You got pushed into the future. And that's uncomfortable when you get pushed into the future. So this is about you really finding middle ground with your re, mi, fa. So that song, do, re, mi, fa, you need to be singing re, mi, fa, so you can understand they go together. They all go together. You need to understand. You need to understand that re, mi, fa go together.
Because
you keep wanting to go back to, you know how the choir teacher go, me, 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 me. You want to go back to that note. Me, me. That note is where it's going to get you. I'm going to give you a color, and then I'm going to let Brother Bilal work his magic with you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So the color for you, Lady Silver, and this color looks so amazing with silver, is tanger lily. It's like a tangerine kind of orange color.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the color of communication. It's a communication color. It brings about insight. And you need that insight when you're looking into the future, because contrary to popular belief, future is not through your physical eyes. It's through insight. That's where you tap into the energy of the future, is to go within. And then this color, this tangerine, also keeps you in sort of this mystical kind of state, which is where you like to stay too. Truth be told, if I had a temple, I would invite you to come to just say, welcome.
Yes.
And
may
they would love. Yes, go ahead.
My bedroom is a lily or a orange to which I sleep in.
That's what I'm talking about. You need to get charged up. You don't spend enough time in that bedroom. That's where you need to make your meditation. Make your meditation simple in that bedroom so that this can, because this color really, what it does at its essence, it really restores love. It restores you with love. And so meditating around it, it helps to lift your spirit up. It helps to bring you up. So bring more foods of this color into your life. You know, begin to work with crystals and different things in this color. Bring this color around you. Wear this color because it gives off that frequency and that vibration. And just remind yourself, along with silver. See, you named yourself Lady Silver for a very divine reason. Bring that silver in. That's your intuition. That's what's going to help you get into the future. You understand? Really seeing that into that energy. So that's what I got.
No, that was good.
All right. Yes, truly, because I'm enjoying the summer. I love orange. Red is my favorite color, but orange, I'd be complimented, looks like, everywhere I go wearing orange.
Yes.
It's like, wow.
Don't worry. When I get that temple, I'm going to tell you to come just sit at the door and go, welcome. And
all
tell
right.
them to come up.
All right. All right.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, Lady Silver.
Yes.
I have a question for you, and we're practicing honesty tonight, like for real. And, you know, we talked about time earlier.
I want to know, what is your definition of time?
I don't
be
have one.
Be very honest with me.
I don't have one. Time to me, I mean, I'm always late. It's like when I try and be early, something always go amiss or wrong. And it's like there is no time. Time is whatever, whenever. I mean, to strike at a particular or specific point, it's like, what's the use? There is no time.
You're right. So time is an illusion, right?
I, you know what? Within my higher self, that's, I guess, what I feel.
Right.
That's why you do things over and over and over again and get forced into the future.
All right.
Right.
Forced into the future. Ooh, that's deep.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Because what's going on? Listen at what the challenge was. Fa, which is father time. You don't trust father time. You don't trust time. You don't trust the father, your father. You don't trust him. That's why you keep bumping. Because remember, if you listen what I said earlier, time works for the truth. You sitting on the truth, but by you not having the concept of time, you can never reveal your truth, because you think it's an illusion and you become the illusion. Because you can't tell me you don't, even if you don't go to work on time, it's a certain time. It's an agreement. Time reveals all truth. It's just a matter of time. That's why you have issues with the future, because the fa is father time. Okay? Guess what your invention is connected to? Yes, mathematics. Teaching mathematics, time, and clocks. You have pretty much that's what it's connected to. You see, because, you're a good lawyer. You'd be a hell of a lawyer because you like to fight.
That's straight line. That's straight line.
You're a fighter.
Yes,
you're a fighter. You're Rocky.
Am.
You're Black Rocky.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Black Rocky. You know?
Black Rocky.
Yeah. But the only thing, you got to put the time in working out. Because, see, time is going to justify if you are the truth. Because you can't keep doing this shit every time and keep coming to the same point, which is nowhere, because you think time is an illusion. So you're wasting a lot of time. And trust me, I understand time so well to know how it's an illusion and how it's real. You better figure out both of them. You better figure out both of them, because you're gonna sit back and try to figure out what you did with your time, because think about what a illusion is. That's a magician that does illusions. It's an ill vision, illusion. So you have an ill vision of time. You have a sick vision of time, and that's why you always sit back at the end of the day and say, "When is gonna be my time?" But you ain't got no damn concept of damn time. So how you going to say that shit and you don't even believe in time? How you going to say when it's going to be my time and you don't even believe in time? It's a negative one, positive one. You keep canceling your own self out.
Your invention is connected to
the clock in time. You're a translator. You're a communicator. You're a promoter. You're a writer. You understand? You're supposed to be out front teaching on the very thing you hate, which is time.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Very powerful. Yeah. I'm listening.
Yeah, because see how you know the sun is the truth.
because that motherfucker been burning for a long time. 4 billion years and pumping. So if you really want to shine like silver,
yeah,
and be the truth,
yeah,
start telling the truth. See, that's why you have to be honest so your truth could shine through. If you true silver, because even think about what you said about me, Miss Blue. Me is connected to the chemical methyl that's in ammonia, because ammonia cleans silver. It cleans the ammonia.
It sure does.
Silver.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
It's me time. You say it's me time. It's my time. And you don't even believe in time. That don't even make sense. That don't even make sense. It don't go together. No, it don't go together. All right. You are so psychic. It's off the chain.
Yes.
You are.
Oh yeah, she's very
psychic. You are so
psychic.
Your intuition is so strong. Stop fighting and start using it, because the only person you're gonna knock out is you.
All right.
I told her she goes to the temple to knock yourself out.
Yeah, yeah. You see, because I'm going to give you one more thing, and trust me on this one here. The black man been doing this a long time, and where your planet is sitting at, if you keep up with all that fighting and all that hot-ass brain, you'll catch a damn stroke. Trust me on this one.
I was going to say,
yeah,
in your heart.
Yeah, because you get so hot, you burn your damn computer up. Stop that shit, because you're fighting yourself.
All right.
Stop that shit, please.
All right.
Yeah. Throw some water. You know what it is? It's like the fire. It's the fire burning on it. It's like boiling eggs and all the water done burnt out. All the water done burnt out your pot. Go put some water in your damn pot. Go get some water. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the love. That's the flow. That's the emotion. Yes. Very, very powerful. Well, thank you, Lady Silver, for calling in.
Yes, you.
Thank
you both so much. Thank you. That was powerful. That was truly powerful, and I thank you both.
Thank
you.
Yes.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. Hold the line. Wow, what an amazing chair here tonight, talking about innovations and hearing the story and everything. Don't forget, I want to remind everybody, Sunday night, we're going to be channeling innovators from the past.
Yes.
So all of those brothers and sisters that own these powerful patents, and you'll get an opportunity to connect with one of them for your work that you come here to do. So we'll be talking more about this. Definitely be doing some more special classes and self-invested about inventions and bringing all of this energy online and just connecting you guys with all of these amazing brothers and sisters who came back to do this work in a very, very unique and different way. So very powerful. Tomorrow we got self-invested going on. Also earlier
great
that day.
Tomorrow.
Yes, Deciba Haru is going to be in the house. And then earlier that day, the Forgotten Foods is going to be on Ustream on Saturday. So it's like all kinds of stuff going on.
Great.
Like wherever you are
right.
in the world, it is going to be something to do. Brother Bilal, you said you're going to be in self-invested class tomorrow. I'm going to be there.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there tomorrow.
And I know many, many others of you guys are going to be out there. If you have any questions about becoming self-invested, questionsforblue@gmail.com. Contact Brother Bilal, BilalTheExperience @gmail.com for the soul alignment readings, as well as you can find him teaching classes in self-invested as well. We should be having another segment of the Kim class coming up. The Sister Rainwater is coming. Woohoo! She's going to be teaching some classes. Wayne Chandler and a slew of others. The other thing I want to tell you guys, got some special shows coming up next week for the remix. A brother who has been working his craft the 60 years is coming up. Mm. I'll give you a little hint, a little bit of a hint. He's worked with and friends with Bruce Lee. He's been in probably every martial arts American-made movie there is, and probably some other ones. And, yeah, that's the clue.
I can't wait for that
right
yet.
Now. A first, very powerful brother. 60 years of this science,
man.
Of this spirit.
Yeah, he's the
inner
truth.
He is
the truth.
The truth. And he is
yes.
coming to bring it.
Yes.
Bring it live here on the remix, and just some other great brothers and sisters that were lining up and locking up dates, especially when it comes to those who are inventors and entrepreneurs, and some very powerful brother coming out of the UK that's going to be gracing the stages of the UK, of the remix for the whole world. So we got a lot of stuff going on, you guys. You want to keep yourself locked in. You definitely want to download. And you know what to do. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. Love it here. Love it on Facebook. Love it on iTunes. Leave a comment. Send an email out. We would love to get your feedback. And, you guys in the remix, self-invested. Brother Bilal, always a joy
yes.
to have you on the platform.
Oh, same.
Peace and love to you.
I really enjoyed it.
Yes,
right. Thank you.
I
good night.
Too.
Good night, Remix
yes,
family.
Yes. All right, Remix family. Yes. Peace and love. Much love, warm spirit.